It's amazing, amazing. Yep. So this one read, somebody can read.
Alright, I'm trying.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I think.
You only get around to that same one.
I don't even really know how it works.
Somewhere over.
That's the problem. I think you just have to let it run and just not post.
Okay,
fine. So
we analyze the rumba and write it. It's, you'll see, the ego's up and back. I mean, it's beautiful to see. But let's just get started. Right, so let's take the rumba. Let's take he quotes the rumba. I don't think you need the rumba. I think he quotes pretty much the way that the rumba brings too much missing, right? Am I right? Check out the rumba.
Yes.
That's pretty much all you need. Okay, so go ahead, take the rumba. Ha'achen shechoku.
Ha'achen shechoku v'osu b'neim goro. Kivin she'ola goro le'echad me'em kanu kulon b'anoya. She'nasas lahem. She'sham l'zem yizeh. V'davar she'eskim olav. Gomer kol echad me'em u'maknu l'chaviru.
Okay, so on the surface, I mean, what is the Rambam saying? This is a strange kind of a statement. I mean, what is the Rambam seem to be saying on the surface? It's a funny kind of a bahiyanoa. And what does he say? What is Ram saying?
Well, what's the problem he's dealing with?
He's just saying that you have Achim that own something b'shutfus, right? And now they want to do Chalukah. So he's saying that the Goro works. I mean, if you would just say Goro works, so you say that's it, because girls are Kenyan. But the Ram doesn't say that. He elaborates. He gives a reason why it works. Because Bahanoya Shenasis Lahem, Sheshamu Zemizel, the Dovar Sheskimolov, Gomar Kol Echod Mehenu Machna Lachavero. What does he mean to say?
So it seems like the girl isn't a Kenyan.
So it seems like the girl's not a Kenyan. So why does it work? So where does it work?
Kamir Stas, he says, because they're in
the Moscow. Kamir Stas is very nice, but where's the Kenyan?
Right.
So what's the answer? That what? So what's the answer? Where's the Kenyan? No, it's not a Kenyan. It can't work. You have all Kamir Stas you want in the world. But you need a Moshe Kenyan.
Right.
So what's the answer?
Pick it up afterwards.
That what?
Do they pick it up afterwards?
No. He says the kanu right away on his phone. Right away, mean around me. Just plain without the plane. What does he say? So on the surface, what does it sound like he's saying?
I know as a king.
What do you mean? No. Yeah, but that's a vague thing. I know as a king. You know, I know it can't be a king. I know it's a king, and almost everything's going to be a king. Where do you start? What do you start with? I mean, Allah needs concrete. We have to have concrete bounded gvulim over here, and you know what I mean.
Can they invest in action? Can they invest in action as having the properties of creating a kingdom by their agreements that this action will now? What they get for it is the hanoah, but they invest the action of now the goro will be that thing which will be the gemiras das, the action which will be the gemiras das that they invest with prior to.
That's pretty good. What do you go?
You look already, so you finish it off.
No.
I'm looking in trouble now.
Good. The approach is good. The derech is good. So, can you give me an example of such a thing?
A handshake. People agree.
That's it, exactly. That's what it sounds like, Ram was saying. Okay? In other words, they agreed that this should be a Kenyan, like a handshake. So, Allah is, if the Allah and Shulchan Aruch is, if that's the derech of the Medina. That they make up that this Maisa is a Gemiras Das, so that they're Maskim, in other words, they're Maskim, that this will be the Maisa that clinches it. If we do this Maisa together, so we're Goma Das, we're Maskim, that this is an expression of Gemiras Das, so that means that so that's a Kenyan. So that's on the surface. That's what Ram
says. So you mean the girl becomes a Maisa Kenyan because they agreed to it?
Because they agreed to it.
But if they would agree to any activity being Gemiras Das, that would also be fine. In other words, nothing unique about the girl.
That's a good question. You mean
well,
anything?
Well, handshake, right. Is that, yeah.
Okay. So what?
Why do you need the Hanoh?
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you say they agree on Maisa Kenyan?
It's an annoying question you're asking me. It's an annoying question, but it's a good question.
In other words,
what does Rambam say? Bahia Noah. What does Rambam say? Bahia. It's a good question. What does Rambam say? Bahia Noah. She nasis lem she shamu zem zemizel the dover she eskimo of. What?
Just
say
she
eskimo.
Yeah, it's not eskimo. They made him as a king, and that's it. Right.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a good question. That's a good question. The Rambam obviously is trying to. Is trying to what is Rambam trying to say here? What is Rambam trying to say? By here, by Noah, she nasis lam she shemu zem yizem l'dover she eskimo lov. Yeah. Yeah. What the Rambam is trying to say is. That you can't just make anything into a kinyan. You can't just make anything into a kinyan. Haknah requires, kinyan requires a maisa, that's true, requires a maisa, but there has to be something that clinches the gemiras das. You see, there has to be something, you can't just say, you said this will be a maisa kinyan, if I throw a ball at the wall, I mean, that wouldn't work. Can't just be maskim and make something up into a kinyan.
Okay. Right.
The kinyan has to be, has to emerge from the relationship that the intrinsic relationship between the two parties. You see, like the Gemara, for instance, the Gemara Nazov has machlekes by suda. Who gives the suda? Does the kona give the suda, or does the machna give the suda? So the Gemara says, it's machlekes. So the Gemara says, if you say, Bishlam and Amandam and holds the Kona gives the Suda, so that's like every kinyan. Kesef, so you want to be Kona sometimes, Kona gives a kinyan. He gives you, does the Maisa kinyan. Right. But how could you say that the, Machne can give the Suda? So the Gemara says, no, because Bahia Noah, that he accepts it from him, so that is. That is the manifestation of the Gemiras Das. Mm-hmm. That's the manifestation of the Gemiras Das. In other words, there must be something, an exchange between the parties. There has to be an exchange. So the Gemara is, where's the exchange? The exchange is because when you do business together, there's a certain enjoyment. It's a psychological thing that we're doing business together, and that enjoyment of the fact that we are engaged together in the activity, you see, is an element that clinches the Gemiras Das. That is the element that clinches the Gemiras Das. So the Rambam saying the same thing over here, that the fact that they each gave each other Hanor, they were maskim first to do this, and then they shamu zeh zelozeh, so there was a, between the two, there was a an exchange of hanoah, so the hanoah is the clincher. You see, it can't just be anything. It can't just make up anything's a kinyan. There has to be something where there is, from within the exchange of the two parties, that's an element that creates the gemiras das. You see, in other words, from it can't. It has to be something that's. That it has to be something that's involved in the transaction. From within the transaction, there has to be an element that the das is that creates the gemiras das, and that's the gemara. The gemara means bahi ano. So the fact that you accept my sudar, that means that it's not a hanor really, like an ordinary hanor. It means the fact that we're doing business together and we have hanoah, that we're willing to do the transaction, so that hanoah creates the gemiras das. That's what the Rambam is saying. It can't just be anything. It has to be from within the transaction, the nature of the transaction.
Is the hanoah here the fact that the goral now is mevara, which what they get?
No. The hanoah is that they were maskin to do the goral. They were maskim, and now they each did the goral. So, in doing the goral, there's the hanah that we all agreed to this business form of exchange. So that Gemiras Das is that Hanoah is what clinches the Gemiras Das. I mean, it's hard to.
Let's say there was no Goral, but they all agreed.
No, no good, no good.
Why?
Because there has to be an action. There has to be an action. There has to be a Maisa. But the Maisa has to be tied to the clinching of the exchange. You see, it can't just be an extraneous thing.
So the Hanoah is not in the Maisa itself. Hanoah is in
the... You see, you have to understand, well, Hanoah over here does not mean in a natural Hanoah. It's a psychological business Hanoah. You know what I mean? It's a very true thing, that when people do business together, there's a certain relationship, and they're happy to engage in the exchange. That commitment for the exchange, the Hanoah, that we recognize each other, in this exchange, in this business exchange, that's the Gemiras Das. That creates the Gemiras Das. That's basically what the Rambam says. But that's already how it works. But the basic halacha in the Rambam is simply that why does the Goral work? Not because the Goral is really a kinyan, like Kesef or Shtar or Chazaka. But it works because they agreed on it. So the same thing be true of the handshake. If we're masking that.
Yes. Gemara says what the Hana Rashi says. Is that what you mean by that? Is that the same concept? It's like, it's the Hana?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. The same thing.
You
said,
ain't old chafetz and b'shutfus.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but the Hana is that they agree to the transaction. And there's a mutual Hanoah when people agree to a transaction that they when they carry it out, when they execute it, they agree to the execution of transaction, that Hanoah that they carried out together, what they agreed upon, it's hard to define it, you know what I mean?
Saying that the but that's the fact that now there's a way to determine who has what.
No, that's the Hanoah. It's the Hanoah. It's the Hanoah of the business transaction. That's the Hanoah. We're doing business together. That's a certain kind of a psychological. That's why you see in business, I mean, people, they eat together, they socialize together. So business is a psychological.
So Goral is a mice of business?
So they made up Goral over here.
So we're about throwing a ball against the wall. They can make up that
nice business. It has to be something that they agree to and that lends itself to this type of a thing.
It's a vara.
Of course it lends itself to that. If they decide to do a very arbitrary action, but they all
Arbitrary action is going to work. Because it's not so simple. It has to be an action that lends itself to this kind of a thing. It can't be just any action. I have to give examples.
Flipping a coin.
That would be a girl. But it can't just be any action. Can't it be an action that we look out the window and we see a chickadee? I mean, that's not going to work. It has to lend itself to this kind of an expression of Hanoah. It has to be structured in a way that lends itself to that. So basically, what the Rambam is saying really is two things. He's saying that the nature of the kinyan is not a kinyan really midaraisa. It's not an official kinyan midaraisa. It's not a structural kinyan. That's one, and it's a kinyan that's made up between the parties. But two, the second thing he's saying is that goro is a correct formula for the expression of this gemiras das. You see, for the expression of the Hanoah. Because you could say that. Who says this lends itself to that kind of a thing? You know what I mean? You might say, no, you need a stronger Maisa. You need a handshake. Who said, you know what I mean? It has to qualify in Hilchas Kinyonim as something which expresses that Gemiras Das, which emerges from the Hanoah that they're happy about doing the transaction together. You see? That's what it has to be. That's what the Rambam really is trying to explain. So it's not just anything in the world. It has to be structured. The Goral qualifies the Rambam. That's what the Rambam said. That's the Rambam's fish. That's the Rambam's law. The Goral qualifies, and it's not just any Maisa that qualifies, like I told you. It has to be something which lends itself to that expression. That we, when we do this, we indicate that we're happy that we're engaged in this transaction together, and that clinches it. So it has to be something which lends itself to that. So that's what the Rambam's explaining. that this is, and that's really the Gemara, and that's the Gemara Nazar. Same Gemara. Where, why does it work if the Matna gives the Sudar? The answer is because receiving the Sudar is qualifies in terms of giving the Nosein the satisfaction. I know it will really be the satisfaction that they mutually agree to execute the transaction. It's a certain kind of, it's a hanor of the fact that the mutuality of the execution of the transaction is realized. You see, I'm trying to pinpoint it, you know what I mean? It's a vague kind of a thing. But that's, it's you're the total self daita shalom, and it's really true. This is the case of you're the total self daita shalom. That's the way the human mind works, and therefore that's a moment of gemiras das.
Right.
You see, the execution. They're happy to. There's a mutual consent and a satisfaction that they agree on the execution of the transaction in this manner. That's what it is. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's basically the Rambam.
Right.
Yeah.
Why can't you just say that the hana is the fact that they don't want to have it in the shifis?
No, that's not hana. That's a pain.
No, I understand. And now the hana was that the Maisa Goro was Mavara.
No, he's not. It's nothing to do with Bira. I don't know. The Rambam doesn't say anything about the Bira. Rambam says that it's a king. Rambam says that Gomar Makin, it's a Kenyan. It has nothing to do. They don't like the Shutfus. They don't like the Shutfus. The fact that they don't like the Shutfus and they're happy to get rid of the Shutfus, that's very nice. But that's not a transaction. You need. It has to be isolated in the form of a transaction. And in that transaction, there's a certain satisfaction that we're mutually engaged in the execution of this transaction. That's the Gemara Stas. That's Gemara's Das. Gemara's Das is not about the situation. It's not about that I'm happy I have this chelek. That's his own dreams. I mean, he likes it, he doesn't like it. It has to do, it's focused on the act of the transaction. In this act of transaction, there's a mutual satisfaction that we're engaged in executing this transaction. That's a certain kind of a psychological phenomenon. That phenomenon is what the Torah says. That clinches the deal. It means he's happy at that moment in the transaction. That's Gemiras Das on the king. Gemiras Das has nothing to do with whether you like the results. Nothing to do with it. Because many times a person is king, he's not happy with it. But so where's the Hanor? The Hanor is not about what the outcome is. The Hanor is focused completely on the transaction itself. You like, you don't like, but right now you're willing to engage in this transaction, and there is a psychological hanor that you're both engaged, mutually involved in executing this transaction exactly this way. That's what I said. What is the hanor here? The hanor is that they were masking and they executed. That's what the Rambam is saying. So the Rambam is basically saying three things. He's explaining to you what the nature of the Gemiras Das is. And he's explaining to you that it's not a Kenyan Midaraisa. And he's explaining to you the it's not a Kenyan Midaraisa. And he's explaining to you wherein the Gemiras Das emerges. It emerges that they were Moskim, and now they're executing it according to their Askama. So that's the... And that's why the girl's a Kenyan. And that the girl is a proper vehicle, a medium, for the expression of this Gemiras Das. Okay, it's a hard formula. I mean, I agree it's a hard formula. You gotta think about it. And you have to also know what it is. There is that moment when the people, when they make the transaction, there's a certain...
Meaning of the minds.
A certain satisfaction, yeah, that they're doing it. Yeah. That they're doing the transaction together. That's the satisfaction.
You're suggesting that the Hanor has to validate the transaction. Is it possible, rather, that the Hanor is there to say there has to be a quid pro quo vis-a-vis getting something? In other words, he's giving up his land or giving up his cover in Yerusha. You're saying the Hanor really has to do to validate the transaction itself.
The Hanor has to do with the Gemiras Das.
Right.
That's the Gemiras Das. You see, because of that, he has full Gemiras Das at that moment. The Hanor has to do with the Gemiras Das. Okay. It's a complicated.
I'm going to clarify that.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the Gemara is not. The Hana is what brings the is what causes the Gemara's Das. At that moment, he said, "That's the Gemara's Das." He's happy. It's Gemara's Das on the Kinyan. The Gemara's Das on the Maisa Kinyan. That's what it is.
It's Hana on the Plaza.
Why is it?
The Gemara's Das attaches itself to the fact there's Hana on the Maisa. Attaches itself to that Hana.
That's right. The Gemara said, "Why am I? Why do I have Gemara's Das? Because I have a certain Hana in this transaction. That's the Das. That's the concept of Das, or Gemara's Das. Now we can't go back anymore. That's it.
Well, by the way, it seems to be from here. It's not just every transaction inherently a transaction. If I wanted to do the transaction, I have pleasure in the transaction. It seems to be suggesting something more here because there's a bunch of people. You've got them all to agree to a pot of it.
No, what the Rambam is suggesting more. You're right. There is something more here. But what is more?
It's everything.
The what?
Everything.
No, what's more is that it works for everybody. What's more is that this is different than in an ordinary kinyan. You have one chayfetz and two people, and you're simply transferring one chayfetz. Over here, kivan shalla gar lechem and kana kula. You see, it's a multi kinyan. You know what I mean? It's not just one thing. It splits up into several chalos for several people. You see, that's what's more of it.
Right.
You're right about that. There is something more.
Well, yes.
There's no Maisa Kinyan being done to the second guy.
You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. That's what he's saying. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Because that's what I'm saying. That once they make up, once they're masking that this is going to be the vehicle, so if they listen to each other and they agree to it and they execute it, that's it. That's what he's saying. That's all you need. So the Rambam is that's what Rambam's telling you. That this is valid. This is a valid expression. Even though it's true, one person does the girl, but it doesn't matter. One person does the girl, but they all agreed, and even though the other person didn't do a Maisa, but the Bahiyah Noah of that Maisa, it creates the Chalos. Creates the Chalos. And he can't go back. Can't say I didn't do anything. Can't say I didn't do anything. I didn't do any Maisa. Can't say. So the chalos takes place, is dispersed among the chalos effectuates every person that agreed to the goro being drawn. Okay, and even though that person didn't do anything, it doesn't matter because he agreed and he allowed him to do it, and once it was done, it's a kinyan for everybody. What did the other person do? At that moment, the Ahianor created the Gemara's Das. And the girl is an expression of Gemara's Das. Okay, but this is not Reb Chaim's area. Now, this is just.
I don't understand how there's no Maisa Kinyan for the other person.
You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. That's what I said.
I thought you said originally you need a Maisa Kinyan.
No, you need a Maisa Kinyan.
You have to have something that expresses the Gemara's Das. You can't. You have to have something.
You're transferring Rishus without a Kenyan.
You have to have something that clinches the Gemara's Das.
I understand.
You need a clincher. No. But you don't have to do the Maisa. When you do a Maisa, you don't have to do the Maisa. All you need is the Maisa is an expression of
there is
the,
a Kenyan, though.
Yeah, that's true. But over here, what he's saying is, it's one Maisa, but it works for another person that was just standing by, as long as he was masking.
So that's a Maisa Kenyan. Functions for him too.
Yeah,
it's considered his Kenyan as well, even though he didn't engage. That has to be a Kenyan to transfer.
Yeah, it's a Kenyan. That's the Kenyan.
The Kenyan works fast. Yeah.
That's the qualifier as a Kenyan. That's the qualifier as a Kenyan. Yes.
The one guy, he only has to pick one lot, right? He doesn't have to pick both of them. He doesn't have to.
No matter what method he uses, as long as the method clarifies, who gets what? That's it. Use different methods. Okay. That's basically the wrong. You need a Maisa that expresses the Gemara's Das, and the Gemara's Das is the Gemara's Das that emerges from the Hana of the transaction. Okay, that's the nature of the Gemara's Das.
That's the Rabbanah.
What?
And this is Kenyan the Rabbanah.
It's a Kenyan the Raisa.
There's a Kenyan the Raisa.
Kenyan the Raisa, 100%. Sure. Kenyan the workman the Raisa, 100%. Why? Where is it written in the Torah such a Kenyan? Nowhere. But in Hilchas Kinyanim, that's the way it works.
I mean, the parties can set up their own.
The parties can set up their own kinyan. They set up their own kinyan. Make a handshake.
So, what's the difference between a set up halakhic kinyan and a subjective, the one that they set up?
Excuse me?
What's the difference then between regular chalifin or something versus
usura,
where it's set up as a kinyan versus a subjective?
Well, where you have a structured kinyan, like a kinyan kesef, so it has a certain structure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't follow the structure, so it's going to become butlam of other.
But you can't set up a different kesef?
Well, you can set up a different kinyan? Yeah, you can set up a different kinyan.
So the kesef will do it differently, and you're setting it up?
You could set it up. You could set up a hancher. But there are certain kinyanim that are objective kinyanim at a raisa, and there's certain things that people can set up between themselves and can agree, and if it qualifies in the structure of expression of gemiras das, that'll be valid.
Can you have a subjective kinyan kesef? Would they deviate from the regular standards of
kinyan
kesef? But they agree on it, so.
Good. They have to set it up.
There's a role for certain objective kinyan. Anisha couldn't be married by a subjective.
That's correct. Sometimes you need specific kinyan. Yeah, you can't just go around that's right. You can't just. It wouldn't work by kinyanisha. Kinyanisha is only dafkan in three ways.
That's a shabbat kesef. So there's hanaf. You got hanaf to the transaction.
Yeah, because there's always the gemaras das. There always is that element in every kinyan. You can't have a kinyan without that element there. It's always by hanaf. But the but sometimes you're restricted to specific kinyanim. Sometimes you're not. It depends where. But that's what the Ram is saying. By Achen Shechoku, you're not restricted. Achen Shechoku, the Goral works because it qualifies in terms of the expression of Gemiras Das through a Maisa. Through a Maisa. Even though only one person is involved in the Maisa, it doesn't matter. But once that Maisa takes place, and he agreed, there were Maskim, that's it. The Gemiras Das is clenched. Okay, so that's Ram's law. Okay, that's on the surface of what the Rambam is saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Chaim's not going into that. He's just showing you. I mean, the Rambam on the surface, what the Rambam is saying is simply that's the kinyan. That's the kinyan is based upon their own mutual consent created the chalos. That this should function as an entity of kinyan. Okay, all right. Go ahead. Right. Whereas what the Rambam is saying, it's not his own idea, it's a halacha mafreshes.
Okay, Gemara mafreshes. So this is the reverse of the typical Rambam.
What?
Usually the Rambam is different than the Pashup shots, and the Rambam comes along and says, this is the cool person.
Right, right.
It's like the opposite of the
Rambam. Here the Rambam is playing pshat in Gemara.
When it says the katsat lahadadi gamri and makni lahadadi, you mean with the goral?
With the goral.
With the goral.
Okay. Okay. So that's the question on the. See, he's not asking a question on the Rambam, he's asking a question on the Rambam. Okay, Rav is difficult. What is the Rav? What is Rav objecting to the Rav? And that sometimes it's a big problem with the Rav. It's very brief, and you don't know what his objection is. Where you know, look at the Magen Mishnah. What is he objecting?
Maybe he just meant to say that the Rambam should have Hayilu L'Varav Barav.
What?
Yeah.
No. I know. Because Lo Neschav V'Dvarav means then it's not correct. Excuse me. What? No, it's Lo Neschav V'Dvarav means it means it's not white. It means it's not good. Something wrong with it. He's objecting to something. It's not white. It's not there's something wrong with it. Okay, go ahead.
V'hanira lomar b'das ha'raded, dine sham b'sugya isa mai taima amar b'leazer.
I think so, yeah.
Ikit chilas eretz Yisrael. Ma tchilo b'gorol avkan gorol. Hari chazinan dohot d'gorol mahani hacha gzeres ha'kosavu. V'yalfiron leim yit chilas eretz Yisrael. Tekon lai dea gorol.
Okay. So what is he saying here? That what? That the Goral is derived from where? The Goral didn't come from nowhere. But the Gemara says the Goral comes from where? From Tchilas Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the Tchilas HaKinyan, when the Shvatim divided up, they owned the land together, all the Shvatim, and now they had to divide it up. So how do they divide up that each shevet gets its property, its kinyan, its own property? So they use the goral.
So you're saying that what it's considered a Kenyan because of Eretz Yisrael?
Exactly. So you see, the Gemara, so Goral didn't come from nowhere. Goral has a source, and the source is Eretz Yisrael itself. Any better source than that? How would the Shvatim call Eretz Yisrael? Are you they Goral? So you see that Goral is a Kenyan Midaraisa. It's a Kenyan Midaraisa. Go ahead. What does he mean by this? What does he mean by this? What is he saying? What is the Quran saying? What's that have to do with Yesh Bera Ein Bera? What does that have to do with
it?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the difference, Yesh Bera or Ein Bera?
Whether or not you need a kinyan.
What?
Whether or not you need this girl to be a kinyan. Or just a chalukah.
But what is the concept of Yeshbera? What does it mean Yeshbera?
It means that it was really already separated.
So let's understand. I mean, Chaim always insists on being logical. So what does Yeshbera mean? It means two brothers inherited a property, three brothers inherited a property, and now they have to divide it up. So if you say Yeshbera, so what does that mean? It means you do a chalukah, let's say you do a girl. So what does Yeshbera mean? It means that what? Now we know
which third belongs to whom.
And if you hold Ein Bera, what do you hold?
This is telling us. This is actually dividing it to thirds. Before it really belongs to all of them or none of them, and the chalukah is going to actually assign it to them.
Say again.
Saying if you hold Bera, then it really belongs. Each third belongs to one of them, and we're just finding out which third it is.
So you mean to say? Do you mean to say that at the time of the Yerusha, it was already known whose third is whose?
So you say that with Brera, you're saying that each of them really has a third.
With Brera, and then the other way.
And the other way, you would say no, that all three of them own the whole thing, and now we have to separate.
And if you hold Yesh Brera, what do you hold?
That each own a third.
They each own a third. If they don't understand, it's fine. So let them go home and be happy.
They don't know which third.
So you're saying that there is in that thing, somehow or other, klape shmaya galya, that this guy's third is here. And now the girl has to work, minashamayim, to tell you which third is his. What is this? I mean, it's a girl going to need a navi for that.
The father wanted them to own it in shurfis. How do you know what the father wanted?
I don't care what he wanted. He's gone.
I understand. So what are you saying? Klapish Mayagalia.
I don't care what he wanted, but you're going to say Klapish Mayagalia. That's why most places I learned. And now, Lamafreya, we know, but that would be crazy, because that would mean that the moment the person died, that somehow Menashemayim, each guy had his chelik, and now the girl is a mystical girl that can tell you Menashemayim what happened.
Right.
Anyway, this is nonsense. This is a hocus pocus. So what's the pshat Yesh Bera? So what does Yesh Bera mean? What's the concept of Yesh Bera?
Well, what's the classical case of Yesh Bera?
Right here.
The one that walks into the room.
Isn't it that you can do a Maisa Kinyan even though the Chatzah is not in front of you right now?
What?
You can do a Maisa Kinyan even though the Chatzah is not in front of you. The Chatzah is going to be determined in the future.
That the Chatzah is going to be determined in the future.
Yeah, the woman who's coming out with what to get. So even though you don't know which woman's going to come out, the fact is that you give a get now. And whoever it is, it'll be. But it's still a good mason.
So you have to say the same thing.
But the kingdom is prior.
Yeshua.
Yishbur,
yes.
Right? Yishbur works because what it's saying is that, okay, we have a shifus, right? So, but now we want to dissolve the shifus, right? So we're part of the, since we're converting the shifus into each individual's ownership, and that's what Yishbur, because a right of the shifus is to change the, if everyone agrees to it, to change the shifus.
Good. See, the question is, what's the nature of a kinyan shutfus? That's the question. Is kinyan shutfus and kinyan yochid qualitatively differentiated? In other words, is it kinyan b'shutfus, which means if we own something together, so that's one kind of a kinyan, and we all have jurisdiction on the whole entity, okay, but we have to, with certain conditions, or I can't kick you off, you can't kick me off, yes, but basically in terms of the bilus, It's a bilus of two gavras on one chefza, three gavras, whatever it is, right? That's the nature of the kinyan, and it ends there. Now, if I want to divide it, so what am I doing? So I'm going from a kinyan that's held by a joint ownership to a kinyan that's held by an individual. That's a different, that's qualitatively a different nature completely. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with the previous kinyan. The previous kinyan is solidified in terms of the fact that there's a communal bilus over one entity. That's one kind of bilus. Now you want to switch out from that bilus to an individual bilus. You want to switch out from that bilus, right? So what do you need? So a new kinyan, it would be just, it would need just as much as if something is in my rishus, and I want to put it into your rishus.
Right.
So my kinyan has nothing to do with your kinyan. So your ownership and my ownership are two discrete entities. So therefore, in order to transfer the object, we need a maisa kinyan, correct? So if shutfis is construed as qualitatively differentiated bilus from individual ownership, so to go from communal ownership to individual ownership, you have to go from one form that has nothing to do with the other form. All right? So therefore, what are you going to need? You need a king. It's just like taking a chafis from Reuven's Rishus and putting it in Shimon's Rishus. Correct? That's if I hold what? If I hold what?
Ein brer.
But if I hold yesh brera, what does yesh brera mean?
Each one's a third.
Yesh brera means that what? That the kinyan that's held b'shutfis is not a kinyan that's completely different than a kinyan yochid. It is a kinyan that's awaiting actualization of kinyan yochid. You see, the reality is only kinyan yochid. It really is only kinyan yochid. What is kinyan? Yeah, there's no kinyan yochid. What is shutfis? Shutfis is a kind of a kinyan that's waiting for actualization of the real full kinyan yochid. That's what it means. So if I have a kinyan shutfis in the field, what does it mean? It means that I have a right to actualize my individual bilus. That's the nature of the kinyan shifus. See, that's the nature of the kinyan shifus. What?
Does that mean instead of having three people own one thing, each of them owns a third? No. An unspecified third?
No. Not that way. Not quite that way. What it means is that they have a kind of a kinyan that's awaiting realization and actualization through the expression of a kinyan.
What's the difference between how it's like, it's now, like a, how it will be when there's a kinyan yochid? In fact, what's the difference between how it is in shutfus and how it will be when it's biyochid?
One is a kinyan that's a, you might say, is a, it's hard to express. No, in one case, it's an actualized kinyan. The kinyan has reached its full actualization. In the other case, it's simply looking for the right word. It's simply a kind of a hold on it, a kind of an ownership that is excludes others, and is not completed yet in terms of the ownership of the yachid. It's like a transit. It's not only transitory. I mean,
temporary.
That's right. It's temporary, but it's a better word for it. In other words, it's a kind of a bylus. It's a new kind of a bylus. It's a bylus that's all three have a bylus. They exclude others, and it's a right to actualize my own. It's a right, kind of like a schus, to actualize my own opinion in this chayfetz as a third of the chayfetz.
You should never be able to go back. Then you should never be able to engage the shufis then.
No, you can, as long as it's a transit.
You should never be able to go from yachid to shufis if shufis is just merely
from yachid to shufis. Are you going to go from yachid to shufis?
Two people have a sada, and they're neighbors, and they have a chater, and they decide to have a chalukah. They decide to eliminate the fence. They go, and they'll have shufis.
Oh, they want to make a king shufis and king yachid? So
yeah.
You're going to need a king.
You're starting over, but in fact, you're regressing.
No, you're not regressing. There wasn't any history of it. I don't care what happened 100 years ago. I mean, they weren't it. I mean, you have two people who have two separate bylaws, and now you want to make a king of shufis and need a king. That's for sure.
Even though the shufis is really...
There's no shufis. If I own this table, you own that table. To get together and say that the two tables are one entity under one bylaws, that everybody was eating.
Then
I don't care where you came from, as long as that's going to depend. That's going to depend. I don't care how the shutfist came into existence.
No, but now there's a shutfist.
So then, just like any other shutfist.
So then it may not. If there's prayer, then you don't
need to. Well, 1 second. Your question has nothing, doesn't shed any kind of light on this, because it doesn't matter where the shutfist came from, whether it came from two people at an individual. Ownership, and now they decided to make a shutfus, or whether we buy it together for shutfus. Right. Same thing, there's a shutfus, a shutfus. That doesn't matter where it came from. But once the question is, once you have the shutfus, and now you want to do chalukah, what are you doing? So the question is chalukah an actualization of the holding that I have on the karka, you see, and which is awaiting to be actualized? As my bylus, that's what shutfus is. So that's what shutfus is, really like a, you might say it's like a temporary kind of a state. But it's not really temporary because it can go on for 100 years. It doesn't matter as long as you don't change. But temporary in the sense that it is a kind of individual bylus that's awaiting to be actualized. Okay? And that's the state of shutfus. So that's our plan, yes?
This one that you're giving, are you saying that this shutfus is a thing?
What am I saying?
I think so.
Right? You're saying
all things must have an address. You can't have a dual address for a thing. Everything must have its address, so it's why it's not resolved. The shutfus is an unresolved thing. Like gravity, you know, things can't stay on, you know, a vacuum, gravity can't have a vacuum. So this thing can't, it has to resolve itself. It only resolves it finally when one owner expresses itself. Because which one owns this molecule? Which one owns this
molecule? That's great. It's an unresolved. That's right. It's an undefined kinyan yachid. Shutfis is like an undefined kinyan yachid. You see, that's what it is, right? It's an undefined kinyan yachid. So now, what do we have to do? We have to define it, correct? So then when I do chalukah, so you can't say the chalukah has nothing to do with the kinyan shutfis, like we said before, that these are two separate kinyanim, qualitatively differentiated. No, the chalukah is bringing my kinyan that was in the chayfetz before, which was undefined, it's bringing it to its definition. You see? So it's an actualization of my kinyan in the chafetz. So that's our plan. So he's saying that if you hold yesh breira, you see, that's what he's saying. He says, "Vide ben chaluk shifin im name of the yesh brera ein b'chalukasan shum ma'isa kinyan." So you don't need ma'isa kinyan because the ma'isa kinyan took place when in the shutfas. So what do you need? Chaluka kinyan ma'isa chaluka b'alma. That's what he says. Shenotel kol echot chelko because I already had my bilus in the chayfetz. The only thing was it lacked definition. So now what's going to give a definition? Chalukah gives a definition. So I don't need a new kinyan, you see. Masha ain't a kinyan, meimah de ain't brera. But if we say that it's ain't brera, what does ain't brera mean? That there's no clarification of, you can't clarify what the ownership was. It's not, it doesn't lend itself to clarification because there's no concept of clarification. So therefore, basically, what does it mean? It means that the kinyan shutfis is a fixed kinyan. It's not going anywhere else. There's no objective. There's nothing further over here. And you want to create a kinyan yachid? So then, Ozmo vana chaluka rebina gam maisa kinyan shekona kol echa mecha miyad chavera shelo. So you need a kinyan. That's what I said. Okay.
All right. It sounds like you're saying that it depends on how you look at shutras.
Exactly.
And then you'll be able to say. Yeah. If brira is going to apply to it. But brira is everywhere. Like, it's not just in shutras.
Yeah,
it's not like it's a quality in shutras. It seems like it's everywhere. And the question of does it apply, how it's going to work in this case, not whether how shutras
I know, but I'm explaining to you how it works in shutras. I'm not going into the yesh brira. I'm just explaining to you how the concept of yesh brira works over here.
But yesh brira is...
Yesh brira is going to have... Yesh brira ain't brira is going to have an effect on how you view the king of shutras.
So what do you...
Yesh brera or ain brera is going to have an effect. If you hold ain brera, so then you're going to be forced into the position that the kinyan shutfis is finalized, is in a fixed form.
So why can't you hold yesh brera all over Shas? Let's say you hold yesh brera, and then hold the shutfis works.
That's
that
another. It doesn't work that way. That's the good boys. That's what they're saying. It's dependent on that. That if I hold yesh brera, so then naturally the shutfis is waiting for actualization of the kinyan. That's correct.
You can't
the whole name brera, that's going to affect how I view shutfis.
Out of the context of shutfis, what does brera mean on its own?
What?
What is the concept of brera?
I'm not going to go into
that. I don't mean in terms of applying others.
That's shots.
We're applying it to shutfis, right? So what is that concept we're applying to shuvas? I understand how it applies to shuvas, but what is it?
If you hold yesh brera,
what do you mean by shuvas itself?
I mean yesh brera. Yesh brera. Let's just leave it at this point. I'm not going to go through shas. Yesh brera is a big suya. Maybe it's a good thing for a shuvas. But I'm just showing you the application over here. The concept, and that's what Kram's concerned with, is the concept as far as it affects shuvas. That if I hold yesh brera, so then kinyan shutfis must be viewed as a kinyan yachid that's awaiting the clarification.
That's good. That's right.
You have to go. I'm not going to this one. Forget it. We'll never get
through. Simply means it's a clarification of the das of the gabra. That's what yesh brera means. It's a clarification of the das of the gabra.
It's possible to have brera. It's possible to have a concept. To have a kinyan that's only this clarification.
Right.
Is possible, then shutfis is a kinyan yachid awaiting to be actualized. If that concept is not possible, you can't have a kinyan like that, so then shutfis is a second.
That's the question, whether kinyan is capable of clarification or not. Right, that's the question, whether kinyan is capable
of clarification. Whether kinyan lends itself to a concept of clarification. If it doesn't lend itself to that,
I guess because I say it's not
dumb. But that's our point. It's not saying that somehow magically you go back to discover who Klapesh Maya Galia inherited what. That's nonsense.
So really the question is, can you have a kinyan without this next step? Can a kinyan occur even though it hasn't designated?
That's
correct. It's specified.
That's correct.
So that's great. Means you can have an action that's not... is yet to be specified.
Exactly.
An incomplete action
has to be specified. So then the kinyan, that's the concept of yesh brera.
If you hold brera, that means you allow really? For actions which are yet to be specified, which are determined, which
that's
are
you have not as category by
that's
the
right. Like that's right. So therefore, I can have a bylist that's awaiting clarification.
Right.
Okay. Okay?
If you hold an embrera, then you say you must have had bilis already. There must have been a full
kinyan. It's an embrera, so then there's no, you can't talk about anything waiting clarification. What's the kinyan?
It has to be complete on its own.
Everything's on. So the bilis of shutfis is a fixed, complete bilis. You can't change that in any shape, manner, or form. That has a rigid, fixed bilis of a certain nature. And now you want to convert to a new nature, a different type of thing altogether. Oh, to do that, you need a kinyan. It's just like taking the chayfis from one ushers and putting it to another ushers. That's our plan, sir. Okay? All right? Let's go for it.
אם כן, הרי לא מצאנו רק שהגורל עושה את החלוקה, אבל לא שהגורל עושה קניין.
That's correct. Oh, so now he says. So now once you say Yesh Brera, and Rab Chaim says that once you see Yesh Brera, what do you need? You don't need Kenyan. Because you're not going from one type of a Rishus to another type of Rishus qualitatively. So all you need is Chaluka. Right? Oh, now in Eretz Yisrael, Taisus says, going to Taisus?
What
was the Kenyan? Yeah. So in Kenyan, so everybody agrees Yesh Brera. Forget about why. But everybody agrees Yesh Brera. So once everybody agrees in Yesh Brera, so now the Goral Eretz Yisrael that works over there, what is Muchach Midaraisa Min HaKasav? What's Muchach? What's Muchach is that a Goral is very good for what?
Chalukah.
Chalukah. That's it. But do you see anywhere the Goral is going to have Kenyan?
No.
So if I hold name Brera, so Goral is worthless. So Goral is worthless.
Do Kenyan
language. Right? And Goral is worthless. Right? Okay, what?
Oh, so you hold the embrace, nice, huh? You hold the embrace, you need the
kinyan,
which is
very nice.
Just beautiful.
I understand. Goral also just does a haluka, so where is the kinyan? Goral just does.
That's the point. You hold the embrace.
The kinyan was there before.
From where?
From the moment the Yerush Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has a kinyan. And now, it's awaiting to be defined.
I mean, the Yerusha was the kinyan.
The Yerusha is Eretz Yisrael. The moment they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Sheva Shekivshu.
That was the king.
Okay? So in the time when the Kibush Eretz Yisrael took place, so what happened? Every Shevet had a kinyan. The only thing is, at that point, it wasn't actualized. It wasn't defined. So what do you need a girl for? A girl will define it. Once it's defined, now on its own, it comes into existence. Because it was Omid Lekach Mitzchilasa. No, that's something else.
From Tozos, you see the girl.
No, they weren't coming until later. They weren't coming to the little girl. Council, Prosik says. They have to go from the Chonon.
The girl didn't give them.
We know we're working with the rabbi.
The girl didn't give them.
They separated.
I don't
know. I think they didn't get Jacob. Because they got
their credit. When were they coming?
When they were
calling,
it was at the time
to go, but
it wasn't
the Google. Oh, okay. I gotta check it. I don't know. It could be, I gotta check it. They were calling the time to go, but not for the go.
Was but how could it be
called
the
girl?
They
but they weren't calling until the girl. I don't know. But anyway, this doesn't have anything to do with it. Okay.
Good.
Vachen shechalkul kuchosim. Go ahead. Vitzorch kol hakim mechaveru. Bvalid of pashat al ze. Good.
In a girl moklal.
Moklal. The can't help. It can't possibly help. Because the girl's not a Kenyan. All girls is a mevarer.
No, maybe they made it a Kenyan.
Yeah, no, they do one second.
Then you said the Rambam.
The Rambam. We're talking about the Rambam now. So the Rambam said whatever he wants. But now let's start from scratch. The first thing we have to start from is go roll a Kenyan like Kesef. Or Chazaka.
So
we have to go back to Eretz Yisrael and see. If Goral in Eretz Yisrael is a Kenyan, so then we know it's a Kenyan everywhere.
Oh,
right? So that's what Abraham says. It will depend on what the Goral did in there. If you hold Yesh Brera, So then it means that every shevet had their chelik already there, omed lis barer, but the real kinyan was b'shas chazaka, that was the real kinyan. And now the only thing is that each shevet doesn't know where their chelik is, but the essence of the kinyan was at the time of chazaka. Now all you need is to actualize it through defining where it is, definition. So a girl is a wonderful thing. What does a girl do? That's what a girl does. That's the job of a girl, it clarifies. So a girl clarifies once it's clarified. So now the chazaka mitchilaso is actualized. Okay, it's not a new kinyan. Okay, so if I know that, can I apply that to a regular girl between two achim?
No.
Absolutely not. Because we hold Ein Brer. So Ein Brer, so you need a kinyan. So what, this is not going to do anything. Okay, so that's worthless. That's what he says. And doesn't help at all because we're talking about two different things. Talking about clarifying whose chelik is who gets what. That's simply clarification. But now you're talking about maisa kinyan, like taking something from one rishus to another. So how could you learn from there? It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. Qualitatively differentiate. Close, but as far as could be. Yes.
Could you say that's a different type of whatever?
Later. That's a separate thing. I want to follow his. That's a good point. Go ahead. Okay. Now what are you saying next?
Yeah, but Zeus, she is cigarated. The Rabbi Yossi deal of me chalukos Eretz Yisrael, the Shar chalukos ba korchof tikai in name of the Yesh Bero. Fein tzarach rak maisa chaluka gam b'shar chalukos. Ma shein kelim dida and the kamal in Bero how he lika dim to grow klal. Tarei kos man shlokona echam mechavero lo niskaima olor chaluka klal.
So therefore what?
Yeah, that happened.
So therefore...
It's arguing on their own.
So therefore his argument is that Goral can't work. Okay, go ahead. That Goral does not work. Yeah, okay. So right now he's saying that what is the Ravid saying? That he disagrees with the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam's saying that Goral disagrees with what? He disagrees with his halacha. In halacha, the Rambam is saying that the girl works. Forget about the reason. But the Rambam is saying the girl works, and the Ravid is saying girl does not work. That's his criticism. Absolutely doesn't work. I was in the Rambam's even. Forget about it. He doesn't offer it. But the his basic objection is to the Rambam's very halacha, namely that girl works. Because what he says like this: does girl work? Let's see. Where's your source? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. Yesh Brera. That's chalukah. But you want to learn Akinyan? You can't learn Akinyan from that. Ida Ram's other thing? He doesn't know from here. Okay. Ella.
The Bava Vastra, Dafko Vavsham, Parach HaGemara, Al-Had Yafin Michalukas Ha'aretz, Imal Ha'alan, Bikafi Iburim Etumim, Afkan Bikafi Iburim Etumim. Amar Vashi, Bahi Hanah, Bikatsai Sila Dadi, Gamri Umakim Vadadi.
Okay.
Vayim Rishon Rishon, Diyish God, Dikorsim, wrote to Omar, the Hadar Bey the Gemara make Hamaisa, the Loyalfina Lam in Chilas Eretz Yisrael. The Yishgar Sim, Omar Vashi, the Hach Taima, the Gamre Machni, Moel Lahayofus, and Mitchilas Eretz Yisrael. Vim Kane, Yish Lomar, the Zel Toksas, Haradi Varam, the Ramam Solberka, Girsa de Garcin and Ella. Vim Kane, Haloyalfina Klau, Din Goro, Michalukas Eretz Yisrael. The Alkane, Zel Shiposa, the Goro Moel, Lukulayama, Gam in Ein Brero. The Ravitzover Kaf Girsa, the Logar Sinan Ella, Vim Kain Haba MS Nishara, Ailafusa, Michalukas Eretz Israel, Vialkain Zeu Shehisig, the Zeu Rakim Yishbera, Ashen Kilididon, the Kaimel in Ein Brero, Ein Hagoro Mo Klau, Moshe Gustavo.
Okay, so what is it? Okay. Well, Cheshbin. What is he saying? He's saying like this. So you take a look at the Gemara. First wants to learn from Tchilas Eretz Yisrael, right? And then the Gemara says, no, you can't learn from Tchilas Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because over there was Kalfi and Urim V'Tumim, right? So it wasn't just the Goral. It was Goral, but the Goral had to be done a certain way with Kalfi, and also you had to have Urim V'Tumim that said Nevoah, okay? So the Gemara's question is, so how could you, where do you see Goral as a kinyan? You only see from Tchilas Eretz Yisrael that Goral with Kalfi and Urim V'Tumim is a kinyan. But Goral by itself, you don't see anywhere in the Torah that's a kinyan. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what are you telling me? That how can Goro be a Kenyan? So the Gemara answers, that's where the Gemara comes in and answers that by Hiyano, the Katsaisi La Dadi. You see? Baruch Chaim says that that answer by Hiyano, the Katsaisi La Dadi, can be explained in two ways, the Rishon learned. One way is by Hiyano means you're right. You forget about Goro. You can't learn that from Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael's Goro was Kalfi on the top and Goro. And that we don't have. That was once, that's it. So therefore, that was a Kenyan, but the regular, ordinary, human Goro that we have, it has no shachas. Why does Goro work now? Because by Yano, the Kotsaisi La Dodi. And that's what the Rambam is saying. So the Gemara is saying that the Goro that works today is based on what? Is based on, not on the Goro Eretz Yisrael, which it can't be based on because we don't have that anymore, and that's the real Kenyan, but it's a new idea. It's a new halacha that the Shas set forth, namely that Goro is good by itself, based upon the concept of Bahi Anor, and therefore the Shas Paskin, that this is just as good as a handshake, and it works because it qualifies with all the halachic requirements of Kinyonim and Gemiras Das, and that's what works. So if you learn that way, that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. Okay? But the Ravid doesn't learn that way. How does the Ravid learn? He learns not Elom Ravashi, but Omar Ravashi. That Ravashi says, Bahi Hanoa the Kotsaisi La Dodi, with this Hanoa that they listen to each other, it'll work. What does that mean? That means what?
The original core.
That means that it's true we don't have Kalfi Urim V'Tumim. But what do we have here? We have Tzaisi. And Tzaisi is B'makom Urim V'Tumim. So Tzaisi somehow can supplement. So the Gemara is not saying Elo Amar Ravashi, but Amar Ravashi. So what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said, you had a kasha of haki learning from Goro Eretz Yisrael, because over there is Goro Kalfi Urim V'Tumim. And over here is just an ordinary Goro, no kasha. What are you missing? Urim V'Tumim. We have Tzaisi. So Tzaisi substitutes for Urim V'Tumim. So now you have a regular Goro from Tzaisi Eretz Yisrael. Correct? But that would only work if what? If you hold Yeshberim. Because then you'll have the right thing to do what?
Halukah.
To do halukah. Because then you're showing me that Goro qualifies for what? For halukah. Okay? But you're not showing me that it qualifies for what? For Kenyan. And we paskin how?
In
Berah. So you have no source that Goro works. That's the Machlokes. That's the Ravid's kasha. That's the Ravid's kasha. That's what I say. So Chaim answered beautifully. Yes. Rambam fits in very nicely. Because the Rambam learned Elam Ravashi. So therefore, it's not from Goro Eretz Yisrael. Well, what is it from? It's the Shas determined that this is a fine Kenyan. So the Rambam agreed. The Rambam wrote down what the Shas wrote. So then that's why he expressed it that way. But the Ravid said no. The Ravid said that it doesn't say Elam Ravashi, it's Omar Ravashi. So what does it mean? It means the Gemara's question was, how could you learn out from Eretz Yisrael? But how can you learn out what from Eretz Yisrael? That Goral is effective. But effective as what? Effective in terms of Chalukah. So the Gemara says you can't learn out from Tchilas Yisrael. So the girl's effective for Chalukah. Why? Because in order to be effective for Chalukah, what do you need? Not just the Goral. Girl's not enough for Chalukah. What is it? You need the Kalfi Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara says, by here, no, the Katsais Ladadi, that substitutes for the Kalfi Urim V'Tumim, and therefore qualifies for Chalukah. But nothing more, because the Gemara is operating on the premise of Yesh Berer, because in Eretz Yisrael is always Yesh Berer. But we paskin halacha that what? Ain Berer. So therefore, it can't work. So the Ravid, that's the Ravid's criticism. Ravid says, so that's how the Ravid disagrees? Okay? Right?
And the Ravid holds that.
It's beautiful, huh?
The Ravid holds you can't have Kenyan. You can't create it as
right?
a Kenyan.
An ordinary genius would stop it. The Chaim's just beginning.
The Ravid holds there's no Kenyan. Why does he hold you can't create a Kenyan?
What's that?
Why does the Ravid hold you can't create the Goral as a Kenyan?
You have no right from Shas that it works. No right from Shas. You can make up anything you want. We have to think about it. Maybe I don't have to watch it down and think about it, but we don't find any ways that Goro works.
So what's the Rambam?
The Rambam didn't make it up. When I define the Rambam, I just define the Rambam. I didn't say where he got it from. He got it from Elo Omer Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi, the Shas determined that this qualifies for a Kenyan. So the Rambam just wrote what the Shas said. That's it. Okay. Nice piece, huh?
The Rambam's Gersa. So when the Gemara did hold that it was from Artigon from Eretz Yisrael, so did it still maintain the Halmina that it was through Chalukah, or it held that Eretz Yisrael through Goro was
Slowly, start again.
According to the Rambam's Gersa.
Elam
Rav Ashi. So the Gemara first thought that you learned it out from Chalukah to Eretz Yisrael before the question of Rambam Tum.
Right.
So it's holding that worked through Chalukah, or it held that was a kingdom?
All of it is Yeshber.
I mean, when the Rambam is having held the Yeshbera.
Absolutely, because Eretz Yisrael is always Yeshbera.
Even according to the Rambam's having it.
Absolutely.
And the Gemara gives an answer that works for even in Brera.
All the Gemara says is that it wouldn't work even for Chalukah.
Even if you held the Yeshbera when you worked for Chalukah.
For Chalukah.
So it gives
so
an
so it's not a Gemara says, so it's a new thing that it'll work for Chalukah because Gomri, so if it works for that, so it can work for Kenyan too. So it's good. If it's good for that, it'll work for Kenyan too.
But the Havamina held that it was working through Chalukah.
In other words, it's a good point you mentioned. Reb Chaim does not hold that if you say, Reb Chaim does not hold that if you say it's valid for Chalukah in terms of Gemiras Das, that it won't be valid for Kenyan. That's a good point you made. He holds that once the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael Yesh Brer, but the Gemara says you can't learn out from there, why it goes Kal for Yom V'tum. So the Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do with Gar Eretz Yisrael. It's simply because of Gemiras Das that's why Chalukah will work. That's it. But once you say that, if it works for Chalukah, it'll work for Kenyan too. Same way. Because you're telling me that's a vehicle and expression of Gemiras Das. So what's the difference if it's Chalukah or if it's Kenyan? That's a good point. But that's what he said. It won't make any difference. Okay? All right, so I'll leave it to you. You want to continue tomorrow? You want to want to go further than tomorrow? You know what his next step is. You should be able to anticipate his next step. What's the next step?
How replaces it?
That's it. That's the next logical step, right? It's got to be the next step. That's next.
Yeah. Right, when the Gemara was learning out,
what?
When the Gemara wants
to learn out, step substitution. How does that work?
Yeah. When the Gemara wants to learn out Kol Chalukah from Eretz Yisrael, saying in a regular Sunday,
what's that?
The Gemara wants to learn out Kol Chalukah Sunday. So assuming in Kol Chalukah Sunday, what you need is Chalukah. You don't need to
go get
it, right? You learn that from Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
So in a regular Chalukah
Sada,
you don't need Kenyan.
In a regular Chalukah
Sada, you don't need Kenyan.
If you hold Yeshber.
If you hold
Yeshber.
The Gemara just changed what it holds of how Shifus works from the Havamina to the Skar.
Okay. It's an interesting thing. If you say it works with Din Gemiras Das, so then it won't make a difference if it's Chalukah or if it's Kenyan. But if you say it works midin Torah, it'll make a difference. You see, that's a sharp point. Everybody.
Because then Goral doesn't work like Kenyan.
That's right. If you're gonna, therefore because it's isolated, so that's an expression Gemiras Das for Chalukah, then it won't make any difference. But if you're saying it's an original formula. And if the original form is for Chalukah, you can't go from Chalukah to Kenyan. So you got to think about it. Okay.
So what Shapir says, he has a sign, right?
The question is that why, this last point, why is it that if you say it's Midaraisa, so then if it only creates Chalukah, it only effectuates Chalukah, so you can't do no right effectuates Kenyan. No right effectuates Kenyan at all. Because Kenyan and Chalukah are two different things. Chalukah is just delineation. But if you say Ella Omer Rav Ashi, which means to say that what? That it's not operating midin Goro, but it's operating midin Heskein, Haskam Haskulam. So then, if it creates Chalukah, it'll create Kenyan too. Because otherwise, how does the Rambam derive his halacha? Because that Gemara, he learns Elo Omer Rav Ashi. So therefore, he learns that it's not midin goros, midin askama. But in Eretz Yisrael, right? But I mean, but in Eretz Yisrael, so we say Yesh Brera. And the Gemara is going according to the sheet of Yesh Brera. So how do we know now that we all named Brera that the girl will work? Maybe the Gemara is saying over there, all the Gemara is saying over there is the Gemara is operating under the premise that the Yesh Brera. Right, because the sheet of the Gemara over there was only operating with Din Yesh Brera, because the Gemara was trying to prove it from the Din of what? Of Goral. And Goral Eretz Yisrael is Yesh Brera. Correct? So, yeah, so that's why from that sugya, if you learn Amar Rav Ashi, you have no raya. And then the Gemara is explaining the Achon Shechoku. So if you say Amar Rav Ashi, Gemara is the Achon Shechoku, operates with Din Goral, me Yesh Brera. Okay? So why is it? So why can't we say that, yeah, the Gemara says, even if they say Elam Rav Ashi, but it's still the Gemara is operating within, maybe wrong with holes because of Yesh Brera. So therefore, it's only Askam on Chaluka. But where do you see that? Where does Rambam see it? It'll operate even according to our halacha, which is Ein Brera. Okay? Follow the question? Yeah. Question is very simple. Why is it over there where it's midin, midina? If I know chaluk, I don't know kinyan. But over here, if it's me hes haskama, so if I know chaluk, I know kinyan. Got to answer that question. Now, the answer is very simple. The answer is because there's no such thing as chalukah. You see, in other words, how does chalukah work? It's because because of kinyan. In other words, if we agree that this is chalukah, there's no phenomenon of Shem chalukah, we can't create our own thing. We can only say because of kinyan. That's why we accept this chalukah. The only thing we have as a vehicle is kinyan. In other words, a person has a right to create haknah. But you can't make up a new idea of biur of chalukah, a new din chalukah. I mean, there's no such thing. So the answer is, how does it work? It works because we have a right to be makna. So if we agree, it's always midin kinyan. Do you follow? But if it's midino midaraisa, so then the Torah has a right to say that this thing is mevarer and there's a chalos din birur, a shem chalos din birur that's accomplished by the goro. The Torah has a right to create such a phenomenon, such a chalos shem, a chalos shem din birur. Do you know what I mean? But if you don't have that, and now we want to effectuate a chalukah, so what, we can't say we're going to make a new phenomenon of a chalos din birur. We have no right to do such thing. We can't make up institutions, but we can accomplish it through haknah, because it could always be makna. So say, this is chalukah, means that's haknah. So where it's haskama, it's only kinyan. But where it's the raisa, the Torah can create a new chalos din, a new chalos shem, that this is an absolute shem bureau. And now there's a din bureau. So, but all you know from that is a din bureau. It's not haknah. You see? It has to be that way.
How does it exist on without the kinyan?
What?
With the raisa.
No, but the raisa, the Torah could say, this is 100% clarification. There's an institution of clarification. So the Torah could say, this is 100% has an absolute value of in terms of clarification. So the Torah is saying, this is clarification.
What's it clarifying?
So it's clarifying what belongs to who. Because it doesn't have to need, you don't need a kinyan, because the first kinyan initially was Amud Lakaf, because he has Brera. You see? So all you need is absolute clarification. The Torah could say, we recognize this absolute clarification. But you can't, as an individual, you can't get together and say, this is going to be clarification. What do you mean? What do you see there? You can't make a new idea that this is absolute clarification. It's not. So the answer is, we don't care what it is, but the fact is, we agree. So what do you mean you agree? So it works within Kenyan. So if you say, Elam Rav Ashi, so it doesn't matter if you hold Yesh Brera Ein Brera. So if you say Olam Rav Ashi, it doesn't matter if you hold Yesh Brera Ein Brera. Because once you say Olam Rav Ashi, you're saying forget about any dinim from the Torah. You see? So how's it going to work? There's only one way it can work, because you have a right to make a kinyan. So it's within kinyan. So what difference does it make if it's chaluk of his kinyan? Doesn't make it, it's all kinyan. The only thing you have at your disposal as an individual is to create a kinyan. But you can't say, this is what we're going to get together and we're going to say this, and we're going to pronounce this as an absolute method of birur. What do you mean? And I changed my mind. I decided it's not an absolute method of birur. You can't create such an entity. So the only reason it works is because you're gomar machne. Do you follow? Okay, that's the answer. Yeah. What he's saying is like this. He's asking a question like this. He's saying more simply than we put it. More on target. He's saying, in other words, the Gemara says Eretz is Kalfi or is Goro, Kalfi, and Orem V'Tumim. Okay. So that's basically an entity. Goro, Kalfi, and Orem V'Tumim is one entity. So how could the Gemara possibly entertain the idea that Bahi Anor, the Katsaisi Ladadi, plus Goro should work? You can't change the thing that effectuates the chalots. Okay, and you can't learn from Eretz Yisrael, because from Eretz Yisrael, chalukah is accomplished through a medium, a vehicle. What's the vehicle? The vehicle is Gorol, Kalfi, and Orem V'Tumim. So you need those three things. And if you don't have those three things, there's no din. The Torah never gave a din of a something that effectuates chalukah. Okay. So how could you? So forget about it. I mean, you just can't budge. I mean, you can't do it. You know what I mean? That's his question. It's virtually impossible because this is the identity of the vehicle of Kenyan, of a vehicle of Chaluka, and now you don't have it anymore. So that's it. Okay. So what's his answer? So his answer is: so you are forced to say that Goro, Kalfi, Urim V'Tumim are not one unified entity. But they're split. There are two things. There's Gorol, which effectuates something, and then there's Kalfi and Orem V'Tumim that effectuates something. Okay? Because if you don't say that, if you don't split off the Gorol from the Kalfi and the Orem V'Tumim, you can't have it over here. So it must function as a separate identity in the case of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Okay, so now he's going to explain what the two functions are. Okay, all right. So what does he say? So what he says like that? Yes, Scott. In other words, if the three are one entity, there's no such thing as Gar. There's only Gar alone with them. Kafi on the tomb. That's it.
No independent existence.
There's no independent existence to Gar. So you can't use it. You want to tell me something else works? You have to substitute the whole thing. You're not going to do that. But if their components, Goro is one component and Kalfi and Tumah is another component, so now there may be situations where we could use the component of Goro. See, Reb Chaim says like this, that in Chalukah there are two things. You see, first of all, in Goro and V'Tumim, there are two separate components with two separate functions. See, the Urim V'Tumim tell you where each Shevet's Schusim lie. Okay. Where are the Schusim of Shevet Reuven? Where are the Schusim of Shevet Shimon? Okay. So we have to know where the Schusim are. And they all have one Kenyan, right? And each one has Schusim. And we have to know where the Schusim are in the Karka, okay? In the land of Eretz Yisrael, right? Now that's Urim V'Tumim. Nevuah could tell you where the schusim are. Okay? But even though I know where each Shevet's Chusim is, that still doesn't effectuate Chalukah. You see? Because Chalukah means that you're going from a Kinyan. That's a Kenyan. That's one. You're going from a Kenyan. That's a Kenyan on. That's a Kenyan of one bilus, and one entity, okay. And now you're splitting it off to a Kenyan of several bilus and several entities. Okay, so even in Chalukah, you have to effectuate. See, Chalukah itself is a chalos. That it is a chalos in itself that requires something to effectuate it. Because chalukah is a change. You see, chalukah means that there's a difference now between the way the kinyan was before, with the communal kinyan, everyone, one bailim, one group bailim, and one entity that the group had bailus on. Now you're saying there are separate bailias. You're dividing up the bailus, and you're dividing up the entity, you see? And you're making it into a distinct entity of bailus, a separate entity of bailus. So there is a change in chalukah. Chalukah may not be a kinyan in the sense of Reuven selling something to Shimon, but it's not nothing. It's not zero. You see, it's not that all I have to do is have information and the kinyan is going to take place. That's not the way it works. Not that simple. Because there is a difference in substance between a group that's defined as one entity and karka, land, that's defined as one entity, and land that's defined as several entities, separate entities, and separate bailim. The bailus becomes individualized. Okay? So there is, in chalukah, there is the individualization of the bailus and the individualization of the chefza that on which the kinyan exists. Correct? So that's what chalukah is, basically. What is chalukah? Kind of saying, what is chalukah? Chalukah is a division. A division means that one whole entity, which was owned by a whole group of people, is now divided. And now each individual has his own separate identity of bailus. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. That the concept of chalukah is an effectuation. It's not nothing. It's not if I would know. Knowing is not enough. I know Benavua that Reuven should have this this air in there. Okay, yeah, very nice. But that doesn't give him that knowledge in itself. Does not give him a separate entity of bailus as a separate gavra of a shevet and a separate chefza of land. So the knowledge doesn't do it. You see, you need something to effectuate that change, because there is a change, okay? And that change is defined as chalukah. That's the definition of chalukah. Chalukah is a split, okay? So it means I know where his chusim are, but now we have to split the bailus. We have to split it. So chalukah is a division, but a division is a something. A division is not nothing. A division is something that's nitchas and halacha. And that's what Chaim says. So he says the Goral and the Urim V'Tumim worked together. Okay? You needed both of them. Okay? They worked together harmoniously. Why? Because the Urim V'Tumim gave you the information. Okay? The information. But the information alone didn't effectuate Chalukah. You needed something to effectuate the Chalos of the division. Division is a phenomenon. You can't say division is nothing. Division is a phenomenon. It's going from one group ownership to individual bailus. So that's division. So therefore, he says, the goral effectuated division. Effectuated chalukah. Okay? So the goral was really the thing that was necessary to create the phenomenon in Choshem Mishpat of individual bailus. You see? That was the goral. The Urim V'Tumim gave you the information as to where each shevet's rightful chusim are relegated. So the Urim V'Tumim gave you the information. The information was enough. That's why the Torah was matzrich. Besides the information, the Torah was matzrich a goro to create a chalos of division. You see, because division is a phenomenon. So that's what he says. That's the way to understand goro and Urim V'Tumim. Not that it's one entity that creates chalukah. You see, but it's two entities. One gives you information, necessary information, which where each shevet's rightful ownership, exist, and then you have to create the phenomenon of a chalukah, and that's chalukah. But don't mistake chalukah for kinyan.
Why not?
It's a different thing. It's a different thing. Because all you need is a division. All you need is a division. In a kinyan, you need a transference. The difference between chalukah and between kinyan is chalukah is division, and kinyan is transferred.
It already is a kinyan here.
What?
Already is.
Yeah, the kinyan is already there, but the kinyan is a group kinyan that requires the phenomenon of chalukah, of division. But division, you see, is not the same thing
as
transfer.
When you say group kinyan, are you saying?
Right.
Now, the original kinyan is a kinyan, a group kinyan that's awaiting actualization. But what is the actualization has a form to it. What is the form? The form is division. The form is chalukah.
It means the individual kinyan is waiting actualization. That's what we explained.
No, but the whole kinyan of shutfis is finds its actualization in the chalukah. In the chalukah. It's only for chalukah. Okay? So it's awaiting to be separated, divided into separate ownership. But chalukah, but what Chaim is pointing out over here is that chalukah doesn't happen spontaneously. It doesn't happen spontaneously. It's not a spontaneous phenomenon that you have a kinyan shutfis, and now if I know certain information, then automatically the kinyan will spontaneously, the chalukah will spontaneously emerge. That's what he's saying. You see, it doesn't work that way. It would be, you understand, he's making a modification here. In other words, originally he was just dealing with the idea that the kinyan of shutfis, it just awaits realization, and it finds its realization in the kinyan yachid when it's divided. Okay, but now he's showing you that there's a step here that you shouldn't miss.
About shutfis, you're not talking about just yoresh.
No, any shutfis. Right, because that's the same concept. Okay, but now he's saying that you have to look more closely at what we're talking about. It's not that the king. It's true the king of shutfis is awaiting actualization in terms of the kinyan yachid. That the kinyan yachid is an expression of kinyan yachid. But if I had the information as to where it should be, would that, do you have a spontaneous chalukah? It doesn't work that way. There's no spontaneous chalukah. Chalukah requires something. And the goral effect, because chalukah is something. Chalukah and choshem is something. So even though the initial kinyan is a kinyan that's omed leschalek, you see, that's awaiting chalukah, but chalukah doesn't happen spontaneously through knowledge. You see? That's what I think. Chalukah requires something to effectuate chalukah, to effectuate it. And because chalukah is a change from one bilus to many bilus. That's chalukah division. It's a division. So the concept of division demands an instrument. And the instrument is the goral. You see? That's what he's saying. In other words, he's refining what he said before, that it's true that it emerges from the initial kinyan of the shutfin, but it won't emerge through knowledge alone, because it's a chalukah, it's a change in choshem mishpat. And chalukah requires something to effectuate that change. What effectuates the change is the goral. That's what he said. Okay? Where Chaim says, the goral of Adol lo nam gamken lo mahani, what he means is because it can create a kinyan of transfer, and it's not mavara, so that's why you need the Urim Thummim. You understand what I'm saying? The goro levado gamken lomani. Why darein begoro din kinyan sheyiske al yodo kol echod bechelko? What he means is, You can't be zocha in your chelik when another guy has chusim there.
Okay.
So therefore, it would have to be a kinyan, and it can't do a kinyan. In other words, where it's a transfer, it can't function. So that's why you need the urim v'tumim to be mevarer exactly where the chelik is. So now all the girl has to do is just create chalukah. That's what it says.
You have to remove the other person's zechuyos from that.
Exactly, right. The goro can't remove the other person's zechuyos. Right. Because it doesn't have a din kinyan. That's what
it
says. Look carefully.
It says that later on.
What?
It says later on.
That's fine. Kalfa, exactly. That's what it means. You don't be misled by that lashon. It looks a little funny.
I know where you're bringing kinyan. Why is he bringing kinyan to chalukah?
That's right. It's going back to the idea that he's retaining, namely, that kinyan is transfer and chalukah is division. Yeah. And those are two separate concepts. Two different concepts.
Right.
Okay. So that's what he's saying. So you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't be misled by Lashon. Yeah. You need the Urim V'Tumim to identify where each one's chusim fall.
Yeah.
Now, once you know that, now you don't need a kinyan to be mafkia and ischosa. Now all you need is chaluka. Right. But if you don't have that, so then everybody's chosim are all intermingled. So now you have to mafkia the other shevet so ischosim. Then you need a kinyan, and the girl can't do that.
That's
what he's saying. Because you have to have a chalukah, which is a division of the entities, in order that each one can be zocha levado as a separate unit, as a separate entity. So there's separation, division, and separation. See, that's what he's saying. Follow? So that's why you needed both of them, because the Urim v'tumim relegated this chusin. But now, even though with chusim being relegated, now what do you need? You need division. So the goal effectuates division. And if you didn't have the Urim v'tumim, so then everybody's chusim would be intermingled. So then you require afkoas chusim. So goral can't do it because you need a kinyan. You see. And on the other hand, if you just had the Urim v'tumim, So goral alone can't work because it's not a kinyan. And on the other hand, if you just have the Urim v'tumim, so you know where each person's chusim are relegated to, but they're not separate entities. There's no division. Okay? What he's saying now is like this. What he's saying now is like this. Is in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. In Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is a unique phenomenon. That over there, really, all the Shvatim, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, they each inherited their rightful, they were each relegated, Klapei Shmaya Galia, to their individual place. Okay? That was Min HaShemayim, that's the chelik that they should have. Okay? Now, the Urim V'tumim, and the Kalfi Urim V'tumim, just all it did was revealed what that was. But the identity of the place of the area, you see, was already took place the moment there was kibush. Okay, and now all the Urim V'tumim does is simply tell you where that is. So therefore, over there, really, the goral, all the goral does is pure chalukah, because that's all it has to do.
That's what we said before.
Right, like we said before, but. But regular Yesh Breira doesn't work that way. Because in regular Yesh Breira, you can't say that each one inherited Klape Shmaya Galya, a certain piece. I mean, that's there's no reality to that. You see? The what do you call it? A Navi will be able to tell him which piece he's going to get, but it's not that he gets this. He has to get Ach has to get this particular part of the property. I mean, it's not a reality Klapei Shmaya Galya of what he gets. See? There is no such reality. But therefore, what you need is but what is the reality? The reality is that everybody's chusim are equal in this whole property. Okay, and the chusim are chusim to divide it. Okay,
it's age prayer.
That even if I hold it, you're right. That's right. So in other words, everybody's chusim and the property are equal before the division. It's not that one guy has some piece there that we don't know. You see? No, they all inherited together, and they all have chusim in the whole property. Now, what are we doing when we do chalukah? We relegate the chusim. It's a relegation of chusim. You follow? But this Masha'ina Kain in Eretz Yisrael, there's no relegation of Schusim. You see? In Eretz Yisrael, the Schusim have been relegated the moment they enter the land. Now we just have to know what happened. But the Goral doesn't have to function to relegate Schusim. Masha'ina Kain in an ordinary Yerusha. So what takes place is that really all three have schusim in the whole thing, but they have schusim to do a goral and to relegate their schusim. I mean to do division, do chalukah and relegate their schusim. Okay, so you see clearly that insofar as the even if I hold yesh breira, you still can't learn from Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, what did the goral do? The girl, everything was set up mitchilaso that each shevet had its chelek, and all it did was simply create chalukah pure, absolute pure chalukah.
But over here, since everybody has schusim, so you have to do two things. You have to relegate the schusim and create chalukah. So you can't learn from Eretz Yisrael. Do you follow? Do you follow what I'm saying? So therefore, it doesn't matter. Even if I hold Yesh Brera, it's still not going to make any difference between Yesh Brera and Ein Brera, because relegation of schusim is going to require a kinyan. You see? Relegation of schusim is going to require a kinyan. So what is the difference between Yesh Brera and Ein Brera? Well, count it, they're both the same. So what is the difference? So he says the difference is whether in the final analysis, when you have chalukah, is that chalukah midin yoresh or not? If you say the initial kinyan of Yerusha was that it's omeles chalek, so therefore when you do chalukah, so each one has a din of a yoresh, because the din yoresh is actualized through a kinyan chalukah. Do you follow? But if I say that Yerusha, if I say Ein Brera, so then what I'm saying is that Yerusha can't be Yerusha based on actualization of Chalukah. But Yerusha is a separate, completely separate phenomenon of one group ownership. So if that's the case, when I do Chalukah, so I create a whole new phenomenon of Mekach u'Memkar. So now I'm not, now if the person does Chalukah, he's not a Yerush anymore, he's a Lakeach. Is a lakeach. That therein lies the difference between Yesh Brera and Ein Brera. You follow? So that's what I'm saying. A careful analysis will show you that there's no real difference between Yesh Brera and Ein Brera insofar as Kenyan is concerned, except in one case, in Eretz Yisrael. Because over there, the schusim have been relegated to the moment of kibush. Okay? But over here, by Yerusha, you can't say the schusim were relegated the moment of Yerusha. You see? The moment, what took place on Yerusha? That they all had schusim in the entire entity and part of those schusim are to create chalukah. So the only difference between Yesh Brera and Ein Brera is in the final outcome. After you do chalukah, if I hold Yesh Brera, so it means that his definition as a Yoresh has been realized. You see? He has a Din Yoresh. That's what Chaim means, Din Yoresh. You see? But if I say Ein Brera, so then his definition of a Yoresh has ceased. Because Yerusha is since Ein Brera, so you can't have Yerusha that's Omed L'Eschalek. But what do you have? You have one King Yerusha, King Yerusha of the group on the entity. So now, what am I doing? Now I have to make a whole new phenomenon. I have to do Chalukah. And the Yerusha has nothing to do with the Chalukah, because the Yerusha was not Yerusha that's Omed L'Eschalek. So now Yerusha ceases, Chalukah is a new phenomenon, and therefore each one is a Lokeach. So ultimately, that's the ultimate difference between Ein Brera and Yesh Brera. Whether the final outcome of the Gavra Schusim, are they Schusay Lokeach, or are they Schusay Yoresh? Once you have Chalukah, that's what I'm saying, that's the difference. So now, since that's the case, so he says it comes out that even if you hold Yesh Brera, you can't learn out from Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there was Chalukah, which was pure Chalukah. But over here, you have to relegate Schusim. To relegate Schusim, you need a kinyan. So how can you learn out from Eretz Yisrael? Okay? I like the way he says, V'lazeh ha-re lo shayach klal inyan garo. That the inyan of Gorol isn't shaykh. See what this is, Lashon? What he means is because the inyan of Gorol is simply to create chalukah on an existing entity of schusim, you see, but it has nothing to do with kinyan. Has nothing to do with kinyan. And that's the nature of a Gorol. Okay? So therefore, he says, because it's not a knoa. It's not a knoa. You see, the Gorol, all the Gorol does is something that, so to speak, fine-tunes. It's a continuation of the actualization of Schusim in the same vein. It clarifies.
It's a further expression of Bava.
It's a further expression, but it's a concrete expression of the nature of Gorol. Is a concrete expression of where your schusim are actualized. And that's what accomplishes chalukah. Because that's what chalukah really is. But kinyan, transference, that's a completely different phenomenon. Nothing to do with girl, has nothing to do with it. The idea of girl has nothing to do with it. That's what he means when he says, as an lo shayach klal inyan girl. See what he says? The whole inyan of girl, if you think about the idea of a girl, girl is appropriate for chalukah, because that's what it does. You pick up the girl that says, this belongs to him. So therefore, it's an appropriate function for chalukah. But for kinyan, it's not appropriate at all, because kinyan is transference. So it has no place in Kenyan at all, conceptually, he's saying.
Not a lottery.
That's not a lottery. Valzer de Mishanegam. In other words, like this. If you hold Yesh Breira, see, from a Goral in Eretz Yisrael is pure Chalukah. Now, if I hold Yesh Breira, it means that the Kenyan that I have right now has in it the concept of Chalukah already.
Right.
Because that's what it means. It's awaiting Chalukah. So chalukah is a phenomenon right now within the kinyan,
right,
of the Arusha. You see? Now Gorol accomplishes chalukah. That we know from Eretz Yisrael, that Gorol accomplishes chalukah. And here we have a kinyan that's waiting for chalukah. The only thing is, there's a ma'akev because everybody has chusim. So therefore, Bahi Anor will remove the problem of the chusim of each individual. And the Goro then can accomplish the chalukah.
Right.
You follow? But if I hold Ein Brera, so then the concept of chalukah doesn't exist over here. There's no concept of chalukah.
Then
you need a king. Goro simply doesn't play any role. I mean, Goro doesn't belong there.
Can't be mechalik
anyway. Yeah, because Goro is a phenomenon of chalukah. The nature of Goro is that it accomplishes chalukah. That's its function. So if you have Yesh Breira, so then you're saying that I have a community that's omate for the institution of chalukah. The only problem is that everybody's schusim are intermingled. So everybody's schusim in the whole thing. So you need a kinyan to relegate these the schosim. So Bahi Anor accomplishes that. Right? You see what he's saying is that it's a maisa kinyan where chalukah makes sense. Where chalukah makes sense within the kinyan you have now. So now you can use an instrument of chalukah. So and the only thing when you have a ma'akev, so we say so he's gomar ma'akev. So but the goral is a correct institution for this.
Okay.
But if you hold ein brera, so goral is there's no such thing. Goral is nonsense because there's no such thing as chalukah. You have to create new kinyonim. So even if it's gomar ma'akev, it's not going to work.
Why can't they be
Goramon? Yeah, you can make up a handshake. But Goral is no source from Shas that Goral is a valid kinyan.
I mean, it wouldn't be functioning.
Yeah, then it's a question of is Goral valid like a handshake?
Right.
That we have no source for that. We have no source for that.
So the Rambam's holding is actually
a Goral,
like in.
That's right. The Rambam's Goral is not a Goral. It's a it's completely extraneous. All the only things the Gemara determined that that's also good for a king.
Right.
But if you hold Yesh Breira, so then in your initial kinyan and schusim, chalukah exists.
Right.
So now, and Goral we know is chalukah. So now the only thing is that there are schusim that are ma'akev. So if everybody's gomar makni, so the kinyan, so the girl will be effective.
So the girl is working as a kinyan.
That's what
here.
So the girl accomplishes a kinyan because all you need is an actualization of your present kinyan. You have a present kinyan which needs actualization through chalukah.
Right.
So girl is appropriate for chalukah. So if everybody wants, if everybody's gomar makni, if you have gemiras das, so then it's valid. So then this vehicle is valid. But you need the gomar, you need everybody to be gomar makni in order for this vehicle, which is a further expression of what you have here, you see, which is chalukah, to be effective. In that case, it'll work. It's a specific kinyan. It's very specific. It'll work over here because you have an ownership that's awaiting chalukah, and now this thing is a vehicle of chalukah, and since if everybody's gomar makni, so then the goral will be effective. But the goral is only effective because it already relates to a pre-existing framework. And in that context, if everybody's gomar makni, a chalos kinyan will take place. But it's only goral. Okay?
They were drawing.
That's what Gemara is saying. Bahiyanoa gomar makni. That if you have a concept of chalukah, there's yesh brera, and the thing is awaiting chalukah, and goral is a vehicle that creates chalukah, if everybody's gomar das, so then the goral will be effective. Then it will be effective. But because the goral is existing within a framework, an appropriate framework, and that's why the Gomar Makni will remove the fact that each one's chusim are not makev, and it'll effectuate a kinyan. But it's a very specific form, you see. But if you'll name Brera, Goral has no place here, so then it's absolutely worthless.
So.
Okay? In other words, What he's saying is like this. He's saying that you can create the same phenomenon as Eretz Yisrael, where it's Nisbara Chelkom. You can create that willingly yourself. You see, in other words, Nisbara Chelkom is something of all. Okay? But if people are willing, so they could say to each other that we consider it as if our chelek was nisbara, and all we need is chalukah. So people can say, in other words, they can get together because dina mamani, do whatever you want. So you have three people that have each one has chusim in the whole thing, but they get together and they say that we are willing to consider it as if each one's chelek was nisbara. In other words, you gomar makni, and all we need now is the individual chalukah. That's what they say. That's the gomar makni. So in other words, you could do that willingly. You could duplicate willingly what the Yom is, because you can do anything with Yom Dinamonis. So if the three of them get together and they say that we want to consider it as if it was Nisbara Chalukah, and all we need is the split.
In
other words, now since it's Omer Lachaluka, and what is Ma'akev is the fact that each one has individual bios in the whole thing, so they have a right to say that shouldn't stand in the way. That we consider it as if it's Nisbara Chalukah. And therefore, all we need is just chalukah. That's what he's saying.
You can never do that by Embraer.
Embraer can't do it. There's no goral. There's no chalukah. There's no chalukah.
Even if they're dying.
It's not on the chalukah. The gomar makni is that they say all we need is chalukah. Basically, that's what they say. But that they have a right to do that. So the gomar makni on that all we want now is chalukah, and it's considered as if it's this bar chalukah. But basically, what Chaim is saying is that according to the Ravid, so you have two things in Eretz Yisrael, right? You have the Urim V'Tumim, the Kalfi Urim V'Tumim, which determine the Schusim, determine where the Schusim are of each Shevet, and then you have the Gurl, which creates the Chalos Chalukah. Chalos din chalukah, which effectuates a chalos din chalukah. Okay, so now the question Rav Chaim asks is: even if I hold yesh brera, so it's not the same, because over there all you're missing is the chalos din chalukah, chalukah sabaylam. But the schusim that each shevet has is already pre-relegated, because when they entered Eretz Yisrael, so each shevet was entitled to its specific area, min hashamayim. I mean, that was the din min hashamayim, that's what they should get exactly, precisely. So now we just have to know what it is. So the Kalfin and Ratumim tell us. Now all you need is a din chalukas bilus. So what effectuates that? The girl. Okay, the girl effectuates that. He says, but that's not the case with if you hold Yesh Berer, because in Yesh Berer there's one big difference. And that is that there is no predetermined chalik that each one has a schosin. But each one has a din of din bilus on the whole. And that's the problem. So how do you remove each one's chusim? You're going to need a kinyan to remove each one's chusim from the whole, because it's by Yerusha. Yerusha, they all have a Yerusha b'shutfis. So you have three brothers, let's say. So they all have a Yerusha, so each one has chusim on the whole. Now you need more than chaluka. You need to relegate the chusim, and that's going to require a kinyan. Okay? So even if old Yesh Berer, Reb Chaim says, it's not going to help you. How can you learn it from Eretz Yisrael? So he says, so the answer is that's what the Gemara says. Gemara says that Amar Rav Ashi, Bahiyano, the Katsaisi Ladodi, Gamri, Amakni Ladodi. What does it mean? It means that really, from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, what do you see? From the Goral Eretz Yisrael, like Goral can effectuate Chaluka. That Goral effectuates Chaluka, because that's why it's two components. Once I know that Goral effectuates Chaluka, so now over here, what's the problem? The problem is the Schusim Ama'akev, because each one has Schusim on the whole. So that's what the Gemara says, Bahi Hanoa, the Katsai Sila Dodi, with that Hanoa, so Gamri Omakni. So it means that they make up, that the it's automatically considered as if they relinquish their rights that the Schus should be a Ma'akev. Okay, the schusim should be makev, and they go by the din chaluk of the girl. That they have a right to do. So that's how Bahi Hanoa substitutes for what? For girl. But substitutes. I'm sorry, for kalfino and v'tumim. Excuse me. Substitutes for kalfino and v'tumim, and the girl is the same. That's the way the Rivet learns the sugya. So therefore, after the Rivet gets finished learning the sugya. So he says, that's only good if it's Yesh Brera. But we paskin what? Aim Brera. So if we paskin Aim Brera, so the Gemara, so they have, has no shechus to that Gemara. Why not? Why can't I say, even if hold Aim Brera, the Gamri Makni Ladadi? So that's the answer. So the answer is because if you say Yesh Brera, so then you say there's a Ma'akev. But basically, there's a din chaluka, correct? But if I hold the embrera, so it means that the kinyan ashutfin is a fixed kinyan ashutfin, and it can never eventuate into chaluka, because embrera, that's a whole new kinyan, that's a whole new aknah. So if that's the case, so girl plays no role whatsoever. What does girl have? The girl has nothing to do with anything here. Has no sheiches. You can't use girl because girl is a vehicle for chaluka. To create chalukah in an existing bilus, correct? But if you're going to say embrera, so the kinyan of a yochid and the kinyan of the shutfin are two qualitative differentiated kinyanim, so goral, what's goral, doesn't do anything. Doesn't even make any sense. Doesn't. Reb Chaim's point is it doesn't make any sense. The kinyan has to make sense. The kinyan has a certain nature to it. You can't just throw any kinyan into anywhere. It's like mashicha. There's a reason why mashicha works. You see, there's a reason why kesef works. So it's not just anything, it has to make sense. So Goral is a kinyan, the nature of Goral makes sense if you hold Yesh Berer. But if I hold Aim Berer, Goral is nothing. It doesn't make any sense. So it's worthless. That's what he's saying. So therefore, that's why the Rivet says that it won't work and you have no raya from the Shas that it works in the case of Aim Berer. However, the Rambam disagrees because the Rambam maintains that the Gemara really said that the Gemara retracted and said no, it works to me. You're right, it doesn't work. It's not like a girl or in Vatum. So it's a new aknas. So then it's fine. So then you have machlekes, Rambam and Rivet, beautiful. Okay, yeah. Now that's something we just mentioned, Agav Orcha, that if you have schusim, so you need a kinyan to be mafkia schusim, like by a milva. So I have schusay gvia. So if you want to be mafkia my I can, if you want to mafkir my davosi, my schusay gviya, so you need a kinyan. But I can be machol. I have a right to machol. Okay, so over here, bahino the kogamri maknadori, so they make up that hanoa is mafkir the schusim. And therefore, once the schusim and amakev nachaluka can work. Okay?
But mafkir b'toris like machila.
Yeah.
Not b'toris kinyan.
No, that's correct. But you would need, right, there's no kinyan. So, in other words, the hanoah is a non-sadi, is we know that hanoah is considered as a gemiris das, that the schusim should not be makev, and the mevater on the schusim. Okay? But the hanoah is that there's chalukah. It's not a separate thing. It's not a separate thing that the mevater on the schusim, and then they're having the girls. One phenomenon. It's one phenomenon that works simultaneously. But conceptually, the order is that you have to have a prior mechila schusim in order for the chalukah to take place. But it doesn't mean that in time it's two different things. It's not two different activities. It's one entity. But in order, in chronological order, it's one minute. It's the same exact thing. But in the order of ideas, conceptual order, you first have to have mechila schusim in order for it to work. So you understand, not everything that's described in terms of the order of ideas is a chronological description. It's not like that they're two things. We sit down here, now we mochel schosim. And now we're going to do the chalukah. It was one thing. Because by simultaneous, by hi'anoah, that's why they're mochel. So it's one simultaneous phenomenon.
Right.
You understand it? Okay? All right. What Reb Chaim says is, from the beginning of Vehine Tzorachian, until O Dinema, that's exactly the way he has it until now. He just explained it. That's one way, the way he has it until now. But now, O Dinema, he's introducing another possibility. Go ahead. So what he's saying is that if you say Yesh Brera, so you're saying Mitchilas Din Yerusha, it's the whole Kenyan is waiting to be eventualized. Okay? It's waiting to be realized. If you say Ein Brera, so there can't be anything in the Kenyan more than you have right now. And that's it, and it's fixed. But now there's a different question, he says. When I do Chalukah, is Chalukah a regular Kenyan, like taking a thing from one Rishus to another? Or is there a Chalos Din Kenyan Chalukah? In other words, Chalukah is, like he said, in other words, that there's everybody has chusim in this, so you have a basic underlying fundamental kinyan, and now there's a kinyan chalukah, which is a kinyan within a kinyan. You see? So chalukah is a kinyan within a kinyan. There is a kinyan chalukah. That's his question. His question is, even if I hold Ein Brera, so that's insofar as saying that the original Din Yerusha was awaiting to be realized and actualized through my own individual ownership. That's the old Yesh Brera. So then it's the Kinyan Yochid takes precedence, because that's the way Kinyanim work. And if I hold Yesh Brera, so they might have a Kinyan Yochid right here. That's undefined. But if I hold Ein Brera, so I can't have a Kinyan Yochid that's undefined, because Ein Brera. So all I have is a Kinyan together. B'shutfis. But now there's a separate question. Now I have to do chalukah. Is there a kinyan chalukah, which means a kinyan that takes place on a substratum, where you have a substratum that everybody has chusim, and now you do chalukah, and that's a kinyan in itself? Or is it really nothing more than, the Torah never made an allowance for a kinyan, no kinyan chalukah. There's a kinyan of transference of ownership. And the reason why it works here is because I have to borrow from another source that you could transfer ownership. So kal v'chomer, you could do chalukah. Okay? In other words, a kal v'chomer, just like I could transfer ownership from one rishus to another, so I certainly can have a kinyan to transfer, to relinquish your schusim and to transfer the schusim. I mean, that I could certainly do. If I can transfer a guf adover, a substance, I can certainly have a kinyan to transfer the schusim, to relegate schusim. But it works midin, kinyan, ordinary kinyan, in kalatara kula of transference of ownership, transference of bilus. Do you follow? That's his question. His question is chalukah, once I have the underlying substratum of the kinyan together, right? But now he's asking a question, and now you have a kinyan chalukah, correct? So the question is there a kinyan chalukah, a new kinyan, which involves relegation of zechuyos, right? Zchusim, right? Or no? Do I say there's no such phenomenon? All there is a kinyan of transference. You could transfer a bialus from one person to another person. So over here, you're transferring zchusim. Okay, transferring zchusim and splitting a bialus. But it works midin hakno and kolatarakula. Or do I say no, that this is a unique phenomenon? That there's a substratum, an underlying kinyan, you see, there's an underlying kinyan that we have together. And then, within that framework, there's a new kinyan midaraisa, which is the kinyan of chalukah. Okay, but it's a new kinyan. Chalukah can only exist in a substratum of Yerusha. It's a new kinyan chalukah. But it's not that the original kinyan yesh brera. It's something completely new. But its nature is such that it can only exist if you have the substratum of Yerusha. Then you can have a kinyan of chalukah. You understand what I mean? He's saying even if I hold ain brera, so that means that mitchiloso, when the person is a yoresh, he's not yoresh he doesn't have an undefined kinyan yochid awaiting to be defined.
What does he have?
There's a group kinyan. He and his brothers have one kinyan in the chayfetz. Okay.
You mean they own it jointly?
They own it jointly, and that's it. And it's not going anywhere. It's a joint ownership. So now I have a joint ownership phenomenon. That's it. But I have a joint ownership phenomenon. Now the question is, in a joint ownership phenomenon, What happens? I have to split it up.
Right.
So does it work? Because I could transfer something from Rishus to Rishus. So I could certainly split up the land. I mean, it's not any worse if Reuven and Shimon and Levi all have ownership and now they want to individualize it. So it's not any worse than if Reuven has the total ownership and he's transferring it to Shimon. You see? So it's the same process. It's the exact same process. It's a completely new phenomenon. You see, or no, that there's a special kinyan midaraisa when you have the Yerusha with a joint ownership. Now you can have a kinyan, a new kinyan, completely new, because there's ain brera, it's completely new. But the nature of the new kinyan is chalukah, division of the Yerusha. Okay? That's what he says. He says that chakira, in other words, that has nothing to do with yesh brera and ein brera. You understand why it has nothing to do with it? Because yesh brera and ein brera only has to do with the din mitchiloso. When the person was a yoresh, if I hold yesh brera, so now it's really an undefined kinyan yachid. But I hold ein brera, it can't be, so it's fixed. Right? But that's now you have a separate question, so it's fixed. Okay? But now I have an entity which three people own jointly. And now I want to divide it, so I could say you borrow from Akna. If I could transfer an object that's totally in his Rishus into my Rishus, so I could certainly relegate the Tzchusim and have exclusive. All I have to do is complement my ownership over here. I have already part ownership, and now all I have to do is remove the other individuals and create a separate bialus. So I could certainly do that. Right, kinyan can certainly do that. That's one way. Or no, this is a whole new concept of kinyan. It's a kinyan chalukah, which means that when you have this joint ownership that has this nature, and now you want to individualize the ownership, so it's a different process. Chusim are relegated from one place to another, and the individual ownership emerges. And there's a split, there's a chalukah. You see? What's the difference between those two ideas? What's the difference? The difference. What's the difference? What?
Practically?
No, forget about Yovel. Difference. Yeah.
Whether you need a Maisekinyan or a Maisekhalukah.
What?
Whether Maisekhalukah could be used as a
kinyan.
Whether Goral could work, because Goral is Chaluka. Okay, Goral is Chaluka. So if you say there's a new kinyan chalukah, so then goro will be appropriate. But if you say that it's a new kinyan of what? Of transference of schusim, what does goro have to do with it? Right?
Okay. So now he's saying like this. So he's saying that'll make a difference with regard to Shemitah V'Yovel. Why? Because if I say, the other side, that there's no Kinyan Chaluka, right? But there, it's just like a new Mekachom Memkar, correct? So then once it becomes Butl and Yovel, so then that's it, it's gone. It's gone. So how could it be V'lo Tevatel Chalukasan Mekamo Shehoya? Right? But if I say that what? That it's a din, it's a new concept of a din chalukas Yerusha. So now I could say that since the chalukah is considered as if it was chozer, but it's a chalukah of a Yerusha. That's the bilus is chalukas Yerusha. And the chalukas Yerusha is not butl. In other words, if we say that the substratum is Yerusha, and now there's a new kinyan on a new kinyan chalukah in Yerusha, okay? So it's a kinyan within a kinyan, correct? It's a kinyan on an underlying phenomenon, okay? So then it means it's like an accident in a substance, correct? So I say that because the din Yerusha is not butl, the characteristic is retained. Because there's an underlying substratum which is retained, you see. But if I say that what? If I say it's a... But that's halacha. The halacha is, lo tibatel chalukasan mekmosha hoysa. You see? Or Reb Chaim says, yes. You see, the thing is, if Reuven sells a soda to Shimon, so the soda will go back in Yovel to Reuven. Okay? And that's it. And he gets it back. Okay, why? Because that's the halacha of Yovel. All right? Okay. But now, in the case of Yorshin, but that's a mitzvah of Yovel. It has to go back. Right? So in the case of Yorshim, the Yorshim have schusim in the they each had schusim in the whole thing, correct? So mitzvahs Yovel demands that it goes back to the original state. So it goes back to the original state. So it goes back to each one having schusim, all in the whole piece, right? Joint. But they have schusim, they have rights of bilus in each. They still have rights of bilus that are going to reassert itself. The moment that happens, the rights of Baal are going to reassert itself because they each entitled to one third, right? So therefore, it's going to go back. This Hussein Mammon is going to cause it to reassert itself. Correct? So what Reb Chaim is saying is like this: that if you say it's a din chalukah in Yerusha. So now, in the Yerusha lies the Schusei Mammon. So when it goes back to all of them, it's the Din Yerusha contains the element of the Schusei Mammon for each one to reassert itself and reestablish itself one third, one third, one third. Do you follow? But if you say that the Lekuchos means there's no Kinyan Chaluka, but it's a completely new thing. So the Kinyan Yerusha was completely obliterated, right? Now it's gone. Now there's a completely new din of Kinyan between the brothers, which is completely lekuchos. So right. So then there's nothing to reassert itself. It'll become this batel legamri, and you're going to have to do a new Kinyan. Where Reb Chaim sounds like this, that if you say it's a new din kinyan, so once the kinyan's butl, so then you're going to have a new maisa kinyan. Okay? Right? But he wants to say like this, that if you say it goes back to Yerusha, and Chaluka is just an accident in Yerusha, so what he's saying is that since that accident was nisbar already how it's supposed to be, so it reestablishes itself. In other words, since that feature has already been established, that this is the way this feature should be, so therefore, it reestablishes itself. Because it's already been this barer. You see, this feature has already been this barer. It's only a feature. See, if you say it's a whole new thing, So then you have to redo it, because once it's butl, so you need a whole new mekach memka. So how's it going to come back by itself? But if you say it's only a secondary kinyan in a framework, so we say it's a din chaluka. So if it's a din chaluka, so we say now it goes back to the original in Yovel that each one has chusim on the whole thing. But how are those chusim going to express themselves now? So we say the same way as the previous kinyan already has determined. So then you could say that the kinyan has determined how this underlying phenomenon should be expressed, and we don't change it anymore. You see, we don't change it anymore. But if you say it's a whole new maisa of mekach chamemka, it's not an accident, it's not a feature of the thing, so you can never bring it back. There's nothing to bring back. If it's even though it's a kinyan, if it's a feature, so then you could, it's a feature of the underlying thing, so then you could say, since it was established that way, so the feature is reinstituted. Okay, but if it's a new thing, once it's bottled, there's nothing to bring it back. You can't say, well, it was already clarified for the last 50 years that it was like this, so therefore that's considered enough to be a kinyan, to be a clarification, lo and void. So therefore it'll come back automatically, you see? But that's only if it's a clarification of an underlying phenomenon. But if you're going to say that it's a whole new kinyan mekach, so then that whole kinyan mekach was bottled. So now it went back completely. So now that's just like saying Reuven sold his field to Shimon. And now Yovel goes back to Reuven. But now he wanted to go to Shimon, so he has to sell him again. He has to sell him again. You see? But if you say that Chalukah is a din, is a feature of the underlying, it's a feature in the, it's true, it takes a kinyan to initiate it. But after all is said and done, it's a kinyan within a kinyan. So then the halacha is that since that kinyan was done in that way already, was established in that way, that's the way it's going to be lulam void. We don't need a new kinyan now to do the same thing over again that we did already once before, and it's and the chalukah is going to remain the way it always was.
You see?
What?
That's
only machzir.
They have to actually give this
relinquishment
chusim
now. Well, it goes back. That's right. Machzir is like Rashi, it's mitzvah yovel. That's mitzvah yovel, is that they have to relinquish their bilus in the chalukah. Okay, that's machzir. But they don't need a new maisa chalukah. Because since it was nisbar already previously, so that bureau of kinyan remains forever. So what? No. Because the kinyan in the Yerusha is a kinyan that's mevar the thing lo and void. You don't have to do it over again. There's no reason to do it over again because the kinyan already was mevar with the chalakamar. So
what does Yovel extinguish? Where does it stand?
No.
Yeah.
No, Yovel's a mitzvah Yovel.
No, where does it go?
What he's saying is like this, that machzirin zel azeh b'yovel. Yeah, there's two ways you can look at it. Okay? You can look at it just like Reuven sold his field to Shimon, and now Shimon returns it to Reuven. So then if he wants it back, in order to get it back, he's going to have to do a new kinyan.
Right.
Okay, that's l'kuchos. Okay. But over here, we have a din of machzirin zel azeh also, because that's mitzvah yovel, correct?
Right.
Now, are you machzir? The question is, are you machzir as something within a substratum? You machzir that feature? Okay, like before, you couldn't go on my land, so now I have to be machzir, I have to let you go on my land. So machzirin zel azeh, right? But that kinyan, that which I'm machzir to you, is not a substance. It's just a feature that I'm being machzer, feature within the substance. So he says that if you're going to say that it's the exchange, machzer means you're actually giving back a substance, then he says in order to get it back, you're going to have to, there's no other way, but you're going to have to make a whole new kinyan, a whole new mice kinyan. But if you say that the kinyan chalukah is a kinyan within the thing itself, so then the second kinyan is a modification of the first thing. So it's true that I'm machzir and I let you have my rights, but it could reestablish itself because it's still its source, it's still something that's tied to the source. So it's possible to have a concept that it'll reestablish itself, you see, automatically.
What?
That's correct. That this Yerusha works this way. So therefore, you don't need to. You have a source which could bring back the chalukah, because the chalukah is an accident in the thing. So now you're being mevatel a thing, but the source was already determined that it has to be this way, and that's not going to change. Okay. So you can mekayim mitzvahs yovel le'machzirin, that I allow you to go on my property. But there's no necessity for a new kinyan because that already has been established as the modification of this underlying phenomenon. So that doesn't have to be reestablished anymore. Okay? But if you're going to say it's a transference of a substance, there's no possible way to work this out. You're going to have to say that you need a new transference. See, now, I'm not saying he's not giving an explanation for that. He's not trying to explain how that works over there. He's just trying to show you that from that halacha, it's muchach. One thing, that din chalukah is a din that resides in a substratum. And that's why it's possible that it should return, because it has a source from which to return, since it's a modification of a source. That's right. But if you say it's a complete transference, it's not possible. It's over. So whatever explanation you give for the Gemara, but from the Gemara, one thing you see clearly, namely that what? That chalukah is a modification of an underlying substratum. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. That's it. You want to ask why, how it works? Skosh has learned the Gemara how it works. He's not trying to explain that. He's just trying to show you from that sugya's muchach, one thing, that chalukah is a qualification of an underlying Yerusha. So that's why I could let you have your schusim back, marzir, but it can reestablish itself because it was already modified, and we say you don't have to modify it twice. The original modification is going to reassert itself. It always stays in that thing, right? That's correct. That's correct. That's exactly right. Exactly. That's right. This kinyan was already defined. That's right. But if it's really a transference in terms of, so once that's bottle, so now it all went back to Yerusha, so now you have to do a totally new kinyan. That's what he's saying. So he's saying from that halacha you could see that there's a din chalukah in the thing itself. Chalukah is a kinyan within a kinyan. So that's why it can reestablish. You can say you don't have to do that secondary thing anymore because that's already been done and it's established. The modification comes back. But if there's nothing there, you can't say the modification comes back. Now you have to have a whole new, you have to transfer the substance all over again. There's no modification. It doesn't lend itself to modification. Now you have to do a new kinyan, so you have to do it again. Right. If you say yesh brera, so then it doesn't go back. Then there is back. That is. That's exactly where it is, where it was. Yeah, it is back. You don't have to go back because it's yesh brera. So originally this is what it is. The original Yerusha was on this bar, so this is what it is.
Testing.
It's a different concept. In other words, just to elaborate on Reb Chaim, so what he's saying is that either you could say, like we're saying until now, that the kinyan of many on one property, which is a kinyan of one entity that consists of many individuals, one bilum on one piece of karka, then you're dividing it up. So it's the chalukas are completely different. Now it's several bilum. Has nothing to do with the previous kinyan. So it's just like taking something from Rishus Reuven and putting it into Rishus Shimon. And it's a new kinyan. You can make a kinyanim. Or you could say no, that there's a new concept of kinyan midaraisa of chalukah. Okay? Which means that where you have a joint bilus, and now you want to create individual bilus, so what you're doing is you're operating on the base of an existing kinyan, and you're simply relegating bilus to it's a relegation of bilus to individuals. Okay, it's a relegation of bialus. That's a different concept. It's not like a new kinyan. Like you're taking something. You're not taking something from the reshus of each individual. Each individual has a reshus, and you're taking it out of the and you're giving it from the rabbim to the yochid. In other words, you're not taking it from the group and being maknet to the yochid, but the yochid's kinyan now is being simply divided. It's a further concept. It's a further advance. In other words, in the bialus. In other words, it's a kinyan. It's something new. It's not like yesh brera. I shouldn't use the expression advance in the bialus. It's not like yesh brera. But what it is it's a new concept of a kinyan chalukah. A separate kinyan that creates chalukah. It's not a cumbersome phenomenon. Like the other way, you have to say it's a cumbersome thing. You're taking the group, and the group's being makna to this yachid, and to this yachid. So it's like a new akna. But chalukah is a concept. It's a kinyan chalukah. You understand? But a kinyan chalukah can only exist in a pre-existing kinyan. Okay? That's what he says. So it brings a raya from the case of, like we said, yes. Want a halachic difference?
Yeah.
Okay, a halachic difference would be whether I say yesh brera, and then the individual ownerships are simply the realization of the original bialus, the actualization of the original bialus, correct? Or if I say no, the original bialus is one bialus and it's fixed. But now I'm creating a new kinyan, but it's a new kinyan chalukah. What the difference would be? The difference would be, for instance, in Yovel. If I say that it's the original actualization of my Yerusha, right? So then there's no halacha for Chozer B'Yovel, because this is the Yerusha. But if I say it was a new kinyan, so now this kinyan is going to have to become Batel in Yovel. That's a perfect example of what the difference is.
When you say
it's new kinyan, it's not back and forth anyway. No, but it's whether you have to give him back, whether you have to be marzer to him. Because there's a mitzvah yovel, means you have to be marzer to him. So if you say there's a kinyan chalukah, so now I have to marzer you, or you have to marzer to you, I have to allow you to be mishtamish in my chalak.
When you're saying it's
what? Yeah, but then it goes back, but I have to be marzer, there's a halacha of being marzer. In other words, I have to be marzer to you because of mitzvah yovel. And then the halach is that since it was already pre-established what the chalukah is going to be, so that pre-established halukah comes back again. Okay? Yeah, that's, but if you say that yesh brera, so you're saying that the actualization of Yerusha is, my chalukah is the actualization of Yerusha, so what's good, was nothing to go back?
Right.
What goes back? Do you understand the difference?
Yes, I understand okay. The
that's the halachic difference, and there certainly is a conceptual difference, but the halachic difference makes it clear what the conceptual difference is. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? It's a concrete affects the other. Do you understand? See, there's a difference also conceptually. In division, when Reuven's ownership affects, let's say there's two brothers. So if Reuven is Kona and it's division, so Shimon is automatically affected, intrinsically affected. Do you follow? Because that's the concept of division. Division means he goes here, he goes there. You can't have division with one individual. That's conceptually. Division means he goes this way, the other fellow goes that way. So division is a different concept, you see. Division is a different idea. If you say haknah, so you're saying the group is being makna to Reuven A, and the group is being makna to Shimon. It's not division. Division is a kinyan where one side affects the other side. That's the concept of division, you see. One side, it's not two separate units. It's division. Division means that one affects the other. You can't have division. Can't have division as a singular entity. There's no such thing as Reuven having division. Division means between parties. So there's a division, a split. So it's a concept of chalukah, concept of division. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's a different idea.
Yeah.
Let me summarize it. Okay. Just for, so we're right. Okay. Good. Now the thing is like this. So just to summarize, it's three possibilities. Okay, one possibility is it's no machzirin. The other possibility is machzirin, and it goes back to its original. Then after you do the maisa mitzvah of being machzir, so now you go by the original split again, right? And the other possibility is that you need a whole new haknah. And that, so right? So the first possibility is yesh brera. Second possibility is ain brera, but it's a kinyan chalukah. And the third possibility is ain brera, and there's no kinyan chalukah, but it's like a new transference where the group transfers to each individual. That's what I'm telling you. Chalukah is not chalukah does not mean the group transfers to each individual separately. It means it's split. It's an instantaneous split. You see, it's a different concept of chalukah. It's an instantaneous split with two individuals are the recipients. You see, Masha'ena Cain, if you say it's a new kinyan, it's three individual aknas. The group is makna to Reuven, the group is makna to Shimon, the group is makna to Levi. Okay? So that's the difference. Chalukah is a different concept. Chalukah, that's Rab Chaim is pointing out. A kinyan chalukah is a different. It means that once you have a joint ownership, it's subject to a special kinyan of division, and division is a different concept than individual haknah. Division is an idea. Okay, that's what they.
That's
on Vilna Brera. That's on Vilna Brera. The Yerusha was Neschalik. It means the Yerusha was Neschalik. The Yerusha underwent a new kinyan, which divided it up. The Yerusha was Neschalik. See, that's the thing. Was the Yerusha Neschalik, or was the Yerusha given over? Okay, not Neschalik, but Neschalik means an accident in a substance. The thing was split. But if you say it's a new haknah, it's not an accident or substance. It's a whole new thing. It's like you went and you purchased it somewhere. Okay.
So then
nothing survives of the former. Do you understand what I mean? That's what he's pointing out. The concept of a kinyan chalukah. You got to get that. You got to grasp that idea. You see that there's a kinyan chalukah that takes place in a joint ownership. Something that has a joint ownership. It's true the joint ownership is fixed. And it's not going to go anywhere. But the fact is, you can do another kinyan that is a split in this entity, but it's a split in the entity. Okay, it's not a new thing. It's not taking out a group and giving it to each yachid. That's the concept. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're changing it like this. In other words, saying better. That what he's saying is like this: that if you say that it's a new kinyan, a new haknah, so then you have to say that Yovelon does it. So Yovelon does the new haknah, so I haven't needed a new haknah. But if you say it's Chalukas Yerusha, so Chalukas Yerusha Yovel can't undo, because it's a qualification of the Yerusha. So the Chalukas Yerusha remains. But the din of Machzirin is, that's a separate mitzvah Yovel, that you have to be Machzir the Schusim. So you have to be Machzir and allow them to utilize the Schusim. Okay? But the Chalukas Yerusha is never bottled. That's I think, what he's saying. Okay? In other words, since it's Chalukas Yerusha, it's a modification of Yerusha, so that's never Batl in Yovel. But the halacha of being Marzer means you have to be Marzer the Dover to the way it was. So before, they all had Schusim. So I have to allow him to utilize my areas of my Schusim. That's the din. The din Marzer will be in terms of Tashmish of Schusim. But the Chaluk will never become Batl because it's Chalukas Yerusha. That's what I think he's saying. Okay, that's better. To go back to that, so you have to allow him to be Mishtamish. You got to go back to the same way. That's the mitzvah. You go back the same way that it was Bishas Yerusha. And Bishas Yerusha, each one had a right of Tashmish. So even though Chalukas Tashmish is not butl, but you have to give him back his Chusei Tashmish. So you give back to him, but the Chalukas Yerusha is not butl. That's the thing. Okay? So Taisus raises a question. Yeah. Okay. So those are those two possibilities. That two people inherit, Reuven and Shimon, and Baal Chov comes along and takes away Reuven's chelek. So if you say that Yesh Brera so was just an actualization of the Yerusha, so now you have to reactualize the Yerusha, so they go and they split Shimon's chelek. But if you say that what? That there was a special deal, it's Lekuchos completely, so therefore you're saying that the group sold to Reuven, group sold to Shimon. Was there Achrayas? Was no Achrayas? There was no Achrayas. No Achrayas, that's just too bad. So Reuven lost the chelek, so goodbye. Okay. So that's the Sugya Bav Basra. So Taisus asks a question. What's Taisus' question? That we paskin like that butla chaluka, which would imply what? Yesh brera. But in fact we hold ain brera. Right. Yeah. So how could you reconcile that?
Well,
Because we paskin that what? We paskin that butla chaluka, which means that it's yesh brera and I have to reestablish. But if you hold that what? If you hold ain brera, so it's a whole new phenomenon. So therefore, Reuven is too bad. He lost it. Yeah. So Reb Chaim says, not a kasha. Why? Because you don't have to only hold yesh brera in order to say butla machlokes, butla chaluka, because you could hold ain brera, but you could hold that there was another kinyan chaluka. So the kinyan chaluka is a kinyan within the substratum of the Yerusha. Correct? So now when the Balchov comes along, so he's affecting the substratum of the Yerusha. So it's butler chalukah. Do you follow? In other words, because the chalukah is not a new kinyan, the chalukah is a kinyan within a kinyan. So it's a chalukah of Yerusha. So now the Yerusha is affected. So now you have to have a new chalukah. Do you follow? So Reb Chaim simply says that you don't have to only use yesh brera. You can hold ain brera. But you can. All you need to hold is that the chalukah is a characteristic of the Yerusha. Okay? So now, if it's a characteristic of the Yerusha, so now the moment the Balchov affects the underlying Yerusha. So now once the Balchov affects the underlying Yerusha, so now you need a new chalukah. But if you say that ain brera, and you say that it's not a, there's no kinyan chalukah, but it's a whole new kinyan, so now there's, now there's no more underlying Yerusha. The Balchov is just simply coming and he's claiming it from the next buyer. So that's it. It's a new phenomenon. You follow? So you can't say butler chalukah because there is, in other words, the Yerusha was already transferred to a new ownership. And the Balchov has a right to collect from the next owner. So he collected from the next owner. So what do you mean butler chalukah? That's it. You see, but if you say it's chalukas Yerusha, so now the underlying kinyan is Yerusha, but it's modified by the kinyan chalukah. So now when the Balchov comes along, so what does he affect? He's affecting the Yerusha because the underlying entity is Yerusha. So now you have to do a new chalukah. Chalukah is just a kinyan within the framework, but the underlying framework is still in existence. So the Balchov is affecting the underlying framework. So therefore, you have to have a new chalukah. That's what Reb Chaim says. So Reb Chaim says, Taisus Kasha can be answered. Okay? He's saying with his new concept, with Reb Chaim's new concept of a Kinyan Chalukah, okay, he introduced that new possibility, a Kinyan Chalukah. With that new concept, you could explain the Gemara of with regard to what? With regard to Yovel. And you could explain the Gemara with regard to Balchov. Okay? Yeah. So what is he says, Venera dezet tali b'shtei gersos. What's tali in the two gersos? What's tali in the two gersos? Venera dezet tali b'shtei gersos. What is tali in the two gersos?
This hakir in
the
last paragraph.
The hakir of what?
Whether
there's a kinyan chalukah or there's no kinyan chalukah. Okay. Go ahead. But he introduced a new fact over here. It's interesting. He introduced a new fact, and the new fact is what the Reb Yossi maintains ain brera. So if Reb Yossi maintains ain brera, so the question is, how can we learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisroel? So therefore, we're going to need Reb Chaim's idea that what? That he could... That even though you hold ain brera, but still you hold as a kinyan chalukah, and since there's a kinyan chalukah, so you can learn from Eretz Yisroel. Right? Okay, let's go. Let's see how he does it. That's not so simple. Go ahead, let's see. Okay, so the Shita, so the one that holds Elam Ravashi, they maintain that what? That Ein Brera. And since it's Ein Brera, and there's no Din Chaluka, so therefore what? So therefore the girl has no Sheikhas. You can't have a girl. What? And the first answer. Okay. The difficulty in Reb Chaim is when you get down further in Reb Chaim, he says in the Rambam, so the Ravid has to, he says, it comes like this, that the Ravid can't be saying that we paskin, that whole Gemara works out according to the idea that Yesh Brera. Correct? And Yesh Brera and the substitution. But we paskin ein brera, so it wouldn't work. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef himself holds ein brera. So how does it, how is it possible? So he gave you already, he explained to you, because if you hold it as a kinyan within a kinyan, so even if you hold ein brera, so it'll work. Because the because there's a din, there's a din, there's a din chaluka, and din chaluka you learn from Goral. Okay, so if that's the case, so the Ravid himself, that he, so the Ravid himself, even though he doesn't have the girsa Elam Ravashi, they have the girsa of Amar Ravashi, but the Ravid himself has to agree that even if you hold name Brera, according to the Maskanos Gemara, it'll work. Why does it work? Because of the din kinyan in the Yerusha itself. There's a kinyan within the Yerusha, correct? And the Goral can effectuate the kinyan. But then Reb Chaim says, but the Rambam, and what does the Rambam hold? So Reb Chaim just said simply, and the Rambam maintains that there's no din of a, there's no din of a kinyan within a kinyan, correct? So therefore he holds that what? That Elam Ravashi, right? Elam Ravashi, that correct? That you have to say it's a whole new thing. It's a whole new kinyan that they made up together because of a Haskama, correct? Yeah, but you can't say that in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam himself maintains his Akim Zoch Kinyan. Because he holds the, he goes from the Rambam by Yovel. So the Rambam himself maintains, correct?
Yeah.
So that's why Reb Chaim said, right? So that's why. So you follow?
That's correct.
Right. I mean, how can you say the last possibility?
Yeah.
And the first possibility comes out that the Rav didn't understand the Rambam.
Right.
I mean, it's a very strange thing. Rav is saying the Rambam saying the same thing. Only Rav didn't understand him. Right.
The second one doesn't
work. I mean, it's wild. So the first one doesn't work out that way. And the second shot doesn't work out because the Rambam himself holds that there's a kinyan kinyan in the case of Yovel.
Right.
Looks like we're up against a came to a dead end. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but let's just go back to another question. Let's go back to the main idea of Reb Chaim here. What is Reb Chaim saying? He's saying that there's a kinyan b'zoch kinyan, right? So there's a kinyan on chalukah that takes place in an underlying phenomenon of Yerusha. Okay, and there's a kinyan chalukah. Okay. And we hold ein brera, right? But whatever you're going to say, it's a kinyan. Isn't that correct? It's a kinyan. It's a kinyan chalukah. It's not yesh brera. Right? Okay. So if it's a kinyan, so how can you learn it from Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, all the girl did was chalukah. There was no necessity for you. That was all Reb Chaim started off in the beginning. He said that in Eretz Yisrael, there's yesh brera, and everybody knows where this, every shevet knew where this chusam were. The only thing you need is chalukah. Correct? You don't. So you don't need it. You don't need a kinyan. Right? Okay. But now you're saying ein brera. Right? And you're saying you need a new kinyan chalukah. Do you follow? You don't need. In other words, Reb Chaim said before, he made it clear that in Eretz Yisrael, all you need is the chalukah of the bailus, right? And that's not the same as a kinyan. But if you hold ein brera, you definitely need a new kinyan. Well, one wants to say, no, not in Eretz Yisrael. Here. Oh. As we know, work. So Bahia now has a work. In other words, because even if you're going to say it's a kinyan chalukah, but it's not like Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, each one has this chosam, and all you need is to be the girl is just a machalik. But over here, the girl has to create a new kinyan. Correct? So there's two possible ways to explain that. One way to explain that is that since it works midin, that the girl does chalukah. Correct? And the only thing that's ma'akev chalukah is the schusim that each one has. It's true, it's one bailus, but one bailus means the schusim are what prevents the chalukah. Correct? So therefore, you could learn that, just like we said before, that once they're mevater on this schusim, so now chalukah could take place. Correct?
Right.
Or you could say no. You could say no. You could argue. You could say that's not true. That because over here you need a real kinyan chalukah. So being mevater on yeschusim will not be enough. Do you follow? See, if you hold yesh brera, but the regular. So now, so there's no question that all you need to do is the mevater on your schosim, and chalukah will take place. Because it's the old kinyan. You see, but if you that's if you hold yesh brera, okay, so then it'll be just like Eretz Yisrael. All you need is chalukah. But over here, you need a new kinyan because we hold Ein Brera. So there's two possible ways to understand it. One possible way to understand it is that it's true, it's a new kinyan. But what's the ma'akev? Bottom line is, my schusim, my ma'akev. Each one's schusim, my ma'akev. So if we're mevater on our schusim, so we can just use the goro for chalukah. You see? What? You don't need the kinyan because you don't need a kinyan because all you since goro effectuates chalukah,
right.
Correct, and you're mavati yeschusim, so memela the goro is going to give you entitlement. Do you follow? What? As a result, you're going to have a kinyan. That's one way to you understand, or you could interpret no that over here because of the fact that you're going from one kinyan and that you need a second kinyan. A second kinyan chalukah, so you really need a kinyan over here. And being mevat on the schusim is not going to help you. And jumping into chalukah. You see? Correct? Because you need a kinyan. So therefore, therefore you can't learn from chalukah Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Alright? But the thing is, that the Gorol, what do you see from Gorol? Gorol, you see, is effective in Chalukah, right? So what the Gemara says is that if they're all maskin to the Gorol, so then it's a Kinyan Chalukah. Do you follow? What makes it a Kinyan Chalukah? The fact that if you say you need a Kinyan Chalukah, so then you're going to have to say that what gives it the status of a kinyan is the fact that they're maskim. You understand what I mean?
The
anah affects the goral and renders the goral a maisa kinyan. That's one way. You say you need a kinyan, but the goral is a machalik, so they can maskim and they can agree that the goral will work. Do you follow?
Right.
You see? Or you could say no. You could say that since you only need chalukah, and the only thing that prevents chalukah is being mevater on the schusim. So therefore, even if you hold Ein Brera, once they're mevater on the schusim, so then chalukah, bahi anah, will be mevater on the schusim, and chalukah will be effective. The question is, if chalukah is a din, is a kinyan within the underlying Yerusha, okay, do I say that you could be mevater on your schusim, and then the chalukah, the goro will create chalukah just like an Eretz Yisrael. And once you have chalukah, therefore everything is fine. Everyone owns their own. Everyone's going to their own chalukah. Or do I say no? That since it's a real kinyan, so you can't just accomplish that because you're mavatar and you're schusim. You need a real kinyan.
Right.
So therefore, what renders the goro is appropriate in the fact that the goro is a machalik. But what renders the goro a kinyan is the fact that they're maskim that the goral should be used as a kinyan.
Right. It still exists in the earth.
Right? So the question is goral a kinyan or goral is simply just like goral Eretz Yisrael? It's just machalik. And they're mevater on the schusim, like we said before. You follow? So Reb Chaim is saying the Ravid learns that way. The Ravid learns, because the Ravid learns straight, just like Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter whether Ein Brer or Yesh Brer. Doesn't matter. Yeah, the same thing that you said by Yeshber, say Mvata on the Schusim, by Ein Brera, saying the same thing. It's not a king. So therefore, it's really Medina. It's Medin Goral Eretz Yisrael. And those who are in Vatoma, and there's no Orm Vatoma. The answer is very simple. The answer is because just like we said before, that even if old Yeshber is still, there's a problem of the Schusim. So therefore, you have to Mvata on the Schusim. So Ravid learns it's the same thing. Well, even if old Ein Brera, it's the same thing. Mvata on the Schusim. But the Rambam disagrees. Because the Rambam maintains you need a kinyan here. You see? That's what the Reb Chaim means. That in the Rambam you could say two ways. You could say either he holds that, like the Ravid, that it works Medina, but not Medina like the Ravid. Because the Ravid holds you don't need a kinyan. It works Medina a little differently. That Gorol, you see, is a machalik. Shabbos. But here you need a kinyan, so therefore the haskamas kulam renders the girl into a kinyan. What? That's not the Ravid. The Ravid learns that the Mavata, just like by Yesh Brera. Just like he said before. Excuse me? Yeah, I understand El Zambrera. But it doesn't matter, even though we hold Ambrera, but just like we said before, by Yesh Brera, if you Mavata on Yeshusim, so then the Goro can effectuate Chalukah. So even if I hold Ambrera, but if I'm Mavata on my Yeshusim, and there's a Kinyan Chalukah, So the girl can create chalukah,
right.
Same way as before.
Okay, but
the Rambam maintains no, that since kinyan chalukah is a kinyan, so it must have the status of a kinyan.
Okay.
So you can't learn that from Girl Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
You see, but what you learn that from Girl Eretz Yisrael is that it's an appropriate medium for chalukah. But what gives it the status of kinyan is the haskamas kulam.
Right.
See, that's what he's saying.
Or
you follow? That's what he's saying. So that's what Reb Chaim says. In the Rambam, you could say two ways. Either you could say the Rambam maintains that it also helps Medina. What does it mean, Medina? It means from Garol. And the Hod and Agabashon Ludovah Sheskimel of Mishim Da Kinyan, the Gamri Machna Ladodi Nasa Ideze Sheskimel Lassa Chaluka Begarol. So you need the Askomas Kulam in order to render the Garol a Kinyan. Because the Rambam maintains you need a Kinyan. Because the Chaluka is a new Kinyan. So, excuse me. It's different than you're different. Yeah, the Reb Chaim is not. Reb Chaim is not saying that the Rav didn't understand the Rambam. That's nonsensical. That's nonsensical. That doesn't make any sense altogether. The Rav didn't understand the Rambam, so forget the whole thing. So nobody knows what anybody's talking about. That's not the way Rosh Hashanah learned. So no, the Rav understood the Rambam, but the Rav was saying the Rambam doesn't need. He agreed with his halacha, but the Rambam doesn't need this idea of eskimu. Because the Ravid maintains you don't need that, because just like he said before in Yesh Brera, all you need is that they're Mavata the Schusim. Once they're Mavata the Schusim, so you learn that from Girl Eretz Yisrael, that all you need is a Chalukah.
What's the Gemara then,
according
to the Ravid?
What? By Yet, just like you said before.
And the Ravid that actually is.
You need a Kinyan to. Vitor Schusim is not enough. You have to have a Kinyan Chalukah. So where's your Kinyan Chalukah? So the Ravid maintains the Kinyan Chalukah takes place. Because the fact that they're maskim. So it's not like Gorol is a new artificial kinyan, that they're maskim to something, and it just works. It really is borrowed from Gorol Eretz Yisrael. But the fact that, but Gorol Eretz Yisrael is chalukah alone, because over there is Yesh Brera, but over here, the halacha is that even though ain Brera, even though ain't Brera, but still you can learn out from Goral Eretz Yisrael, because Goral Eretz Yisrael is a machalik, and the fact that they all agree, that gives it the status of a Kinyan Chalukah. That's what the Rambam is learning. And the Rav disagrees. Okay? That's the first part. That's the first possible. Right? What? Or you can learn the Rambam that the Rambam learns Ella Omar Ravashi. If you could say the Rambam learns Ella Omar Ravashi, so it means you can't learn out from Goral Eretz Yisrael at all. You can't learn it from Girl Eretz Yisrael at all. And because over there's Girl Lum Vatumim, and over here there's no Girl Lum Vatumim, so you don't have the Kinyan altogether. So it's simply because of Haskama Skula. It's a new Kinyan. Depends on contradiction. Yichaluka. Yeah. In other words, the Rambam maintains that there's a din, there's a Kinyan Chaluka on the by your Yarshim.
Okay.
That he maintains that way.
Okay.
But nevertheless, you can't use a Girl. Because girl is you need girl woman vatum.
Oh, it's
Ella. So he's regular Kenyan. You have to use regular Kenyan. Yeah, he's regular Kenyan. But you have to learn Ella Maravashi. Ella Maravashi is that you can't learn from Eretzol, because Eretzol girl woman vatumim, and over here is no, over here is only girl. So the only reason it works is because askam askulim, just like a handshake. Okay, that's the that's what he said. Is that's correct? Okay. So then the machlekes will be based on the fact. The machlek question in Reb Chaim is: does the Rambam hold that Gorol Urim V'Tumim are one thing, and therefore this is something? Or no, he agrees with the Ravid. It's two things, but the only thing he disagrees with the Ravid in is that he needs a real kinyan. You can't learn out smooth from Eretz Yisrael, because over there. all you needed was chalukah because yesh brera, and over here you need a kinyan chalukah, so you need the askama to render the girl into a kinyan, but the girl is a proper vehicle because it's a kinyan chalukah, and girl is a proper vehicle for chalukah, but you need askama to raise it to the level of a kinyan. It's not a new phenomenon, it's medina, but the Ravid maintains differently. The Ravid maintains that you don't need a kinyan. It's simply derived from all you need is the mivatan yischusim, like the Reb Chaim explained before, even if you're the embrera. Even if you're the embrera, the vehicle of chalukah. You have, in other words, you have a bilus, a group bilus, and you have a vehicle of chalukah midaraisa from Goro, from Eretz Yisrael. So you have a vehicle that creates chalukah. Now the question is, can I simply apply this now? Why can't I use that? So the answer is because we all have schosim here. So we're mevatlar, mevatlar schosim.
So according to the writing.
So therefore he's going to have to, oh, that's the difference. The result is that it's individual bilus. But the question is, where I have a group ownership, and now I have a phenomenon that splits bilus, so if I'm mevatl my schosim, can that split be effectuated, or do you say no that you they require kinyan? That's machlokes Rambam. That's what he means, that the Rambam holds like the Ravid Medina, but it's not that the Ravid didn't understand the Rambam. The Ravid maintained that you don't need a kinyan, you don't need askamas, you don't need askama. All you need is bahiyano, which is to be mevatel l'schosam. That's what the Ravid is saying. So that's his criticism. Or you could say the Rambam maintained El Maravashi. Either way, you could say either way, because the Rambam does maintain, the reason why Reb Chaim says you must consider both possibilities, because the Rambam maintains that there is a kinyan chalukah. So why should you say the Rambam can't agree that there's a kinyan, that there's a kinyan chalukah, but it's a kinyan, and therefore you can derive it from Eretz Yisrael. But the Bahiyanor renders that machalik into a level of a kinyan. Or you could say, no, he holds it's a completely new phenomenon. That's a chakira in the Rambam. You have to always have. You want to just look at it honestly. You can always remain with that chakira in the Rambam. Now you can't clarify that. Because since the Rambam holds it, there is a king of chalukah. Correct? And now he says Goro works. So how does it work? So you could say it works because he holds that there's a kinyan chalukah, and Goral is a machalik, and Goral is appropriate, and therefore all you need is bahiyano in order to render that into a kinyan. It renders the machalik into a kinyan. And then it's not a new phenomenon. Because it's derived medina, it's derived from a source. In other words, it's the fact that a Goral has a halachic source in Eretz Yisrael that he could do this. You see? But if there was no such thing as Goral in Eretz Yisrael, you couldn't do that. Or you could say, no, the Rambam says you don't learn from Eretz Yisrael at all. And there's like a totally new phenomenon, like a handshake. And the Rambam maintained, Ela Maravashi, because the Goral is only Goral Worm Vatumim. And over here it's just Goral alone. So it's like a new thing completely. There's no source for it. So why does it work? Askama is cool. Okay. That's where Reb Chaim remains within the Rambam. But the Ravid's position and the Rambam's position is contingent on the fact that once Reb Chaim develops the idea that even if I maintain Ein Brera, there's still Din Chalukah Sirusha, the question is, when you go from one to the other, do you need a kinyan, or is a machalik enough as long as you're mevati yischosim? That's the underlying. Okay? If you say, when Reb Chaim says totally nishtegah sos, what he means is it's one way totally. That if you say Omar, you're going to have to maintain kinyan chalukah. If you say Ella, you don't have to. That's what he means.
Go either way.
But you can maintain Ella and you can maintain the chalukah also. That's what he means. That's what he means, totally. Yeah, that's Reb Chaim. That's why he asked about the Tully. It's not Tully because it's really Tully in Urim V'Tumim, whether Urim V'Tumim and Goral is one or not. That's the main underlying question. But the paucity, what he's saying is, it's Tully means that if you say that Omar, you're going to have to be. It's going to have to be this way that there's a din chalukah. Okay, that's what he's saying. Do that.
Yeah, why wait?
It's a good question. Why Reb Chaim waits so long to introduce the fact that it's Ein Brera? Yeah, that's right. But the answer is because from this you see where Reb Chaim writes. He's not trying to write a factual shiur. What he's trying to show you is the development of the ideas. You follow? So he went from the Reb Chaim is really to show you all the ideas, the concepts, the svaras. That's what the Reb Chaim is about. You're right. If he was just writing a practical piece of Torah, so he would have started off right away. He wouldn't pull out this fact later. Start off right away and say, "B'yisrael is embarrassed." So the whole thing's bottled and pulled. What are you giving all these svaras for? No, but he wanted to show you the svara in Yesh Brera, the difference in Yesh Brera in Eretz Yisrael and Yesh Brera in general, and then you're ready for the next step. You see, of Ein Brera with a Din Chaluka. It's a conceptual order that he's following, you see? And that's why he doesn't bring that in until later. Okay? He's interested in the concepts. Yeah. That's a good thing to know.
What
is the joke? Well, yeah, it's before Shemar, right? Yeah, so basically there's no way that the Ravid can argue on the Rambam in terms of the aloha. That's what Reb Chaim shows. Why? Because the sugya has to, the only argument in Rambam is to say that the sugya shlok yilchus, because it's going according to the concepts of yesh brer, which Reb Chaim first tried to work out, but it can't, because in fact Reb Yosi maintains ein brer. So since that's the case, there's no way he can argue in Rambam's aloha. Correct? So the only thing, his criticism has to be limited, not... It has to be limited to the reason for the halacha. You argue on two things. You either argue on the halacha, you argue on the tam of the halacha. There's no other area to argue on. So Chaim says it must be that he's arguing on the tam of the halacha. Correct? So the Ravid is forced into... So the Ravid has to maintain... The Ravid has to maintain that it works Medina. That's what he has to maintain. Okay. So if he holds it works Medina, so he has to have the girsa of Amar Rav Ashi, not El Amar Rav Ashi. And if he holds it works Medina, he has to maintain that Gorol. You can remove the Goral from the formula, and the formula is a complex formula, two components. You have Goral and you have Urim V'Tumim, and Goral itself can make a Kenyan. Correct? I mean, that's the Ravid's, that's the final development of the Ravid's thought. Correct? That brings us to the last paragraph, right? Go ahead. Vine. Last paragraph. He knew Fimad Gassina Elamar Ravashi. The Rambam he says the Rishon that hold Elamar Ravashi, they have to maintain that you can't learn out from Girl Eretz Yisrael. Because that was Dafka Kalfi Urim V'Tumim. But I mean, let's understand, why should that be really? I mean, it would seem that the more Mastava way is, like Reb Chaim says, and the Ravid, namely that the Urim V'Tumim is one thing, that's Nevuah. The Gorol is Kenyan, is Mechalak. I mean, that would seem to be on the surface. That would seem to be the more logical way, reasonable way to interpret the sugya. Of course, Urim V'Tumim is not a Kenyan. I mean, Urim V'Tumim is simply Nevuah. Right? And Kalfi would seem to be a Maisa Grola. Is a mice of a Kenyan, machalik in Eretz Yisrael, but it effectuates Choshen Mishpat results. Okay? Yeah. That would seem to be on the surface. But here he says that, I mean, the primals of the Rambam may hold that way. The Rambam may hold Elam or Ravashi. Okay? But what's the sense of that? What's the sense of that Shita? I have to try to understand. Interesting Rashbam and the Gemara Kuf Chav Bez Manaf and Bav Basar. Gemara says, "Lo neschalk ela begorol, shenema ach begorol. Lo neschalk ela beurim v'tumim, shenema al pia gorol, al pia gorol." So it says ach begorol and al pia gorol. So okay, it said elaz a maluvish urim v'tumim v'yoshuv v'choyisrael amdim lefonav v'kalfi shel shvatim v'kalfi shel tchumin munach lefonav. There are two boxes. Way machavim bruch hakodesh v'omer zvulin ola. Okay, tchum aku ola imo. Okay, that's what he would do. He'd first say it, shave it, and then he'd say that the what the land, which land is appropriated to him. Taraf b'kalfis, and they shook the kalfi, shoshvatim, Allah v'Allah b'yadah zvulim. Okay. Taraf b'kalfi shel tchumen, he shook the kalfi of the tchumen, v'Allah b'yadah tchumako. Okay. V'chazim achavim ruch ha-kodesh, v'om naftali Allah, tchum genus olim, same thing. Okay, just v'chen kulam. Okay, v'chen kul shoshim. So he asks a question, Rashbam says like this. So Rashbam says, Rashbam says, Voma zvulun ole, achshav yavo lidei hatoref bekalfi, ksav shel zvulun. V'hai dinaktenu shaloka seder. Why did he go shaloka seder? Why didn't he start off Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda? Okay. Lefi she'ein ola shum goral ala seder. El ala de mikra. This girl, the girl is haphazard. Right? It's all by chance. Says every girl is by chance. But the only problem is, how's it possible over here? Because in Nuravatum, he says vulut. So now it's predetermined when he's tar for kalfi.
It's going to come out that way.
It comes out zvulun. And then when you pick up the shave, the nachala, the land, it's predetermined that you're going to pick up that tchum. What? Because it can't, if it was, if... Yes, he's silly. It says, klamar, b'urim v'tumim, sheshoalim t'chila b'urim v'tumim, kodem sheyitraf hamamuna, b'kalfi. Ubekach miskara daitan shel Yisrael, sheroen shagorol hoya ola kemoshen esnabe tchila, v'yodim shechaluka yeshorahi, v'lo hayum erananim bedavar. Bedvar shvatim ruma. Okay, that's the seventh. Okay. Ushnei kalfi yitzricham echel shvatim echel l'tchumen. V'lo sagi b'chad the tchumen. V'leim achshav ani noto mashiyala b'yadu l'tzarech ruven dem kein ein kol achaluk asuya b'goro u'krokom ach b'goro b'lo atzaz dibo mipiv. Okay, that's the Gemara. Ach b'goro means you need a kalfi. You have to have both because it can only through a goro. And, but al pia goro, so you see you need it on v'tom. Stup sukkah. Al pia goro, okay. But it would seem, yeah. So it would seem from him that it's not that the urim v'tumim just forecasted it would seem that's right. If you're going to say that it's completely random, so then the Rashbam would not be correct, because the Rashbam is saying that they would be ordinarily they'd be disturbed. They wouldn't be satisfied. So he says, "Bekach miskara daitan shel Yisrael sharon shagorol hayola kemoshen esnabe tchila v'yodim shachaluki yisharei." But if you're just going to say that the Urim V'Thummim just forecast what the results of the girl is going to be, so how does that prove that it's a Chalukah Yishara? I mean, so then all you know is that is that it's supposed to be up here a girl, but that they know anyway has been a four, because that's Pasuk. So the Urim V'Thummim is not adding anything. So that's what Rav Chaim says. See, Rav Chaim was right, that the Urim V'Thummim really was Alpi Nevuah. It just said which chelik belongs to the shevet, to which shevet, which means that the birur of Eretz Yisrael is different to Yesh Brera, because over there each one had minashamayim, their own chelik. I mean, and that's what the nevuah really revealed. So, but the thing is, you see, but all the Rashbam is saying, when the Rashbam says later, that he says that why didn't he go in order? He says Lefi she'ein ola shum goral ala seder el al yedei mikra. So what does he mean? He means to say if it worked in order, it wouldn't be a goral. Say ein ola shum goral be al pi aseder rak b'mikra. So what he's saying is that it would not be a shame goro if when he put his hand in, it wasn't chance. It wasn't chance. So it comes out that the shame goro emerges from where? From the first shvatim.
That was chance.
That was chance.
The second one was
Ashkacha.
You had to have one of them being chance, otherwise the whole thing
wouldn't. Otherwise, that's correct. That's correct. That's a good question. I mean, that's the plain shot. That if Nevuah says that Zvulun is supposed to have this chelik, then they're happy. Nevuah, you can't. That's it. That's a reality. So there's nothing to talk about anymore. Okay? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Right. So that's what I'm saying. So it's saying like this, that it depends that it depends on how you understand the Kenyan girl. If you understand the Kenyan girl, there's a practical thing. And the outcome is that we agree, whatever the outcome is, so practically we have no choice. We have to go by the outcome. And whatever the outcome of the girl is, we agree that's going to be the chelik. That's the way the Kenyan and the girl works. That's one way. Another way to understand goral is that goral, it's not that we agree externally that whatever this outcome is, because practically we have to allocate each party a share. But we say each party agrees to subordinate their das. Their das is that whatever the goral assigns, see, goral is an assigning function. So whatever the goral assigns, we'll go by that assignment. Whatever that assigning is, we'll go by it. Okay? So if that's the case, if it's the first way, so then you can say when the Torah says Achba Goral, it means that it works the same kinyan like any other girl. This one's predetermined, it doesn't matter. But the fact is that not any worse than any other girl. They agree in the outcome. So then you can learn Goral from Goral Eretz Yisrael. But if you say no, that in Goral is a different type of kinyan altogether. It's a kinyan where your das is that the Goral will assign. Even though it's a chance thing, but I'm saying I'm using that as an assigning functional element. If I do that, so then if that's the kinyan Goral, the assigning is part of the very essence of the kinyan, so then you can't learn that from Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the assigning was through Nevuah. That's a different, qualitatively, a different kind of assigning. So therefore, your girl is gone. Your regular girl is just arbitrary. Nobody calls that an assigning element.
Okay. I want to mention.
Okay. Yeah. So therefore, we can explain also the Gemara's Havamin according to the Rambam. If the Rambam learns according to the Shi's whole Elam Ravashi, because on the surface it's hard to understand. What was the Gemara's Havamin? What was the Gemara's Havamina? The Gemara, hell, now the Gemara says Lamaskana, that you can't learn out from there. Why? Because that's Goro Kafi Urim Tum. The Gemara didn't know those facts. I mean, it's facts. So what's the Gemara's Machadish? What's the Havamina? But the answer is because the Havamina was that the Kenyan Goral is extraneous to the assigning. The assigning is just a practical thing. We agree that there's no other way to do it. But it's not an assigning role. Maskana de Gemara says no, that it's really the Kenyan works because of the function of the assigning of the girl. So therefore, arbitrary assigning is not assigning.